much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah! Woo!
Yesterday was Thursday, Thursday. Today, yeah, it's Friday, Friday. Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes afterwards.
It was horrible beyond measure. Mass hysteria.
It was entertaining because it was terrible.
What did you think of the lyrics of the song?
I understood it was Friday.
Fridays are really fun, but I wouldn't go out and write a song about it.
You don't really talk about what you do every single day.
So you think the song was good?
I think it's pretty bad.
Horrible. I shouldn't even be on YouTube, and that's just sad. Some people post some really weird stuff on YouTube.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hello, I'm Keanu Reeves.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Yeah, right.
Roll another one.
B-hole has it over the A-hole for sure.
Just like the other one.
What's my name?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Love it, Texas.
And I need another
hit. It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Thank God it's Friday.
Roll another one.
My cowboy hat is made of bacon.
Just like.
I am in shock.
I don't have another cent.
Brought to you by people whose fingers are too tight.
But don't bogart that joint.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Just pass it around.
All right, now I have a boner.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
You are very observant,
Lisa.
Our feature presentation.
So, hey everybody, what's happening?
Kevin.
Hi.
Where are you guys? I'm impressed. I'm so impressed that you made it. You're actually at the Coachella house. Well done.
How dare you? I've been here for an hour.
or 3 minutes. Dave was testing the microphone. He said, all we need now is the monkey. And I said, you're not going to see the monkey till 30 seconds before we go on. And then you walked through the door like a vision. It was crazy.
That's always the case. All you need is a monkey. That's always true.
You're turning things around. Kevin is broadcasting from a super secret location not far from the Coachella campground. And concert venue happening this weekend. Did you you guys went out there last night? You scoped out the place?
We scoped it, yeah. We took a golf cart. I need a golf cart full time.
Sure.
I really think I have decided that needs to happen because it's awesome.
It beats walking.
It beats walking, yeah. And nobody kind of takes you seriously. You can drive wherever you want. They don't care. They figure if you've got a golf cart, you belong. That's where you should be.
It's kind of like having the walkie-talkie. If you're at any kind of a sporting or concert event, if you've got a walkie-talkie, you look like you're official. You're part of a crew, a team, somebody who's supposed to be working.
Right.
And they just let you walk wherever you want.
Yeah, we just call them talkies in the biz.
I didn't realize that. Walkie was not necessary.
Okay. No, it's just not necessary. It's just it's uncool, man.
So if you had a talkie and a cart, you could rule the world.
I would be ruling the world right this second. I'm not, but I would be.
Okay. All right. Well, I know you have many things to tell us about last night and your plans for the weekend, so we'll have that coming up in a few minutes. First, though, here's the story that everybody is talking about on an all-new Kevin and Bean show, by the way, for a Friday the 15th of how you doing, Lisa?
Good. Thank you.
Good. I must have got this story 20 times yesterday, and why not? because it's one of the most mysterious things I've seen in a long time. A San Francisco man suffering life-threatening burns after catching fire in an adult video store on Wednesday evening.
Wait.
Wow, that's some friction.
Wait a minute.
That
Hold
is some friction.
Wait, the wording you said sets himself on fire? Or wasn't it
no,
an accident?
I didn't say that at all.
What did you say?
I said a man suffered life-threatening burns after catching fire in an adult video store Wednesday evening.
Catching fire.
Now, you tell me, Lisa automatically said friction, which comes to mind if you realize that he was actually in one of those private video booths when the blaze erupted.
Oh, man.
Friction certainly does come to mind. But that's not possible. There's
that's
no such thing as spontaneous combustion from rubbing too much, is there?
I don't think so.
If there was, a lot of us would be dead.
That's right. We'd just be charred corpses walking around.
Caught fire. He caught fire.
But they don't know yet how it happened. So yeah, is it possible he set himself on fire? I guess. But who goes to a porn shop to step into a video booth for a little private time and then decides, hey, you know what? I was going to do this, but instead I'll do that.
I think, you know what? Maybe I should set myself on fire.
Yeah. How do you draw that conclusion?
That is pretty bizarre. I don't know. Does the article go on and say or no?
Lieutenant Kevin McNaughton told CBS San Francisco news cameras at 6:10 this afternoon at the corner of 6th and Mission Street, a man was running out of the adult arcade right behind me that was totally engulfed in flames. Police officers that were immediately across the street called it in. San Francisco Appeal reports that after the man collapsed, a private ambulance crew arrived on the scene, extinguished the flames, and then the victim was transported to St. Francis Memorial Hospital's burn center. It's uncertain how the man caught fire. According to Fox News LA, and by the way, why they needed four different sources in this two-paragraph article, I don't know.
Same reason, because you see it, I see it, everybody wants to get a piece of this story.
According to Fox News LA, police said the man had been watching videos at a private booth when the blaze erupted.
What?
And I just can't get my head around the mindset of, ooh, sexy time, ooh, time to set myself on fire and pretend I'm a monk.
Maybe he was a smoker. Lighter. I don't know. What?
I don't know either, but I insist on finding out what the movie was. I'll tell you that because it's the hottest porn in the world.
No kidding. Man, that must have been good.
How crazy to see a guy. That's like something out of a movie to see a guy come hurtling out of a store on fire.
Yeah.
Man, that's bizarre. And you'd think that he would catch on fire and then he would finish the act and then he would put it out.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Be his own fire extinguisher?
Yeah, exactly.
I will keep an eye on that story, though, because I love that man so much. If he lives, if he survives his burns, if he recovers, I want him to be my new best friend because I want to party with that cowboy.
That guy, man.
He rules, right?
There's something missing. There has to be something
absolutely
missing.
Absolutely. I mean,
we have to find out what it is.
We've all agreed there's no accident there, right? There's no way to catch on fire that he didn't have something to do with.
Hey, you know what? I'm on fire here, guys. What's going on?
Maybe he'd finish and he was lighting a cigarette.
Oh.
And like he dropped the match or something and it caught his pants.
But what kind of pants is he wearing? Tinder? Does he have the new Tinder pants?
He's wearing wood pants.
Balsa wood pants? How do you light your pants on fire?
And I doubt very seriously you can smoke in very many stores in San Francisco.
Of course you can be. Neither can you set yourself on fire.
Yeah, that's against the law too. That's bizarre. You know what? No. Hey. Maybe he had a little bit of alcohol on his clothes, and he lit up to smoke.
Interesting.
Maybe that's the deal. He had a little alcohol, and caught on fire.
That might happen.
And by the way, just as a side note, who's going to the adult video stores for private time with a movie anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't seem
that
good.
It seems awfully low tech.
It does,
doesn't it? Unless he's a homeless guy and doesn't have a laptop and Wi-Fi access, I don't know.
Or you can't go home and do it at home because there are people there.
Sorry,
bless
that's
you.
An unbelievable noise.
I'm sorry. I couldn't stop that one. I apologize.
People always ask, "What is that?" That is Bean's real sneeze.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
It's the best sound ever. We need to isolate that mug.
We have it. You have it.
We need to isolate it. And we need to play it. And let's deconstruct that. Forget the guy that's set on fire. How does he make that noise? Come on. That's one of the strangest things ever. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Thank you for whipping that out on us.
No problem. We have your Coachella tickets today.
That's what I'm talking about.
And we have them each hour.
How about that? Not just one pair. Many chances to win today.
Starting in the next hour, we've got a pair, and then the hour after that, hour after that, hour after that, and then we're done. We can't give it away anymore because it turns out the show starts today.
Right. Although, we'll give them to you Monday if you want, too. I mean, we're not above that.
Yeah, that is true. So we got that coming up today. We also have an associate editor from Spin Magazine. Mm-hmm. Who's going to talk to us about some of the bands that are going to be out here at Coachella.
Now, that'll be useful for somebody like you, Kevin, who's at Coachella, planning on being there all weekend long. Maybe there's a hot tip on a band you haven't checked out live yet, and he'll be able to steer you in that direction.
Yeah, that's the fun of coming to Coachella, is that you just wander around, and you can have a plan, but it never goes to plan. You just, if you like this band, you go there. If you don't, you walk 100 feet over, and you're at a different place. So it's always good to have some recommendations for some of the hot bands that I'm not aware of. So that's going to be cool. We'll talk to the Spin associate director, editor, whatever he is. We're going to talk to our royal wedding correspondent, Alex's mom, who Bean will have.
Yes, I will.
Oh, by have, she's, you mean have.
Practically yeah. Mine, yep.
She's got all of the Bay Area covered for your parties.
Well, like. It was shocking news yesterday. I almost shouldn't spoil it here because we do have the Showbiz Beat coming up. But yesterday, the information that you've been waiting for personally, Kevin, was released, and that is that Kate will be wearing her hair down at the wedding and not up. So I just want you to know that you can check that off the list of questions you have between now and the royal wedding. Hair is going to be down, not
down.
Was the official release.
What a – I lost $100 on that.
That changes everything, doesn't it?
I bet on hair up.
I know. That's what's great about this sport, is it's so unpredictable.
Oh, that's crazy. We have why does Kevin hate, apparently, on the schedule
yes,
today?
Yes, we do. And Kevin does hate everything, indiscriminately.
I don't hate everything.
I work with two people who hate more things than anyone in the world, Ralph Garman and Kevin Ryder. Between them, is there anything they don't hate?
What's the one thing in common with Ralph and myself?
That you both hate?
Oh, we work with Bean. Maybe that's what it is. We got the movie beat today because it is Friday. We have, who are we talking to about Record Store Day, Bean?
We are talking to one of the co-founders of the holiday. It is a holiday for folks like me who love record stores still in 2011. Fourth year in a row now, it's Independent Record Store Day with tons of new releases and live appearances. And this guy was there at the beginning, and he'll tell us why it's awesome and why you need to support your local record store.
We'll talk about nudist colonies, because those can't be good. And the story yesterday was Jennifer Aniston coming out in a movie, naked, or at least topless, and that got the whole thing going again. Just
trying to pretend like women like Jennifer Aniston hang out in places like that, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You go to a place like that, you're not seeing Jennifer Aniston. You're seeing her great aunt. And that's somebody that you really don't want to see naked. And we have a little showbiz correspondent named Doto on the
program. I drank your milkshake.
Yes, the International Man of Mystery. By the way, making his first in-studio appearance in more than 4 years, he tells me.
Has it been that long?
That's what he says. And he seems like the kind of person who would know things like that.
Wow.
Says 2007, February of 2007 was the last time he was in studio.
Oh.
So, Lisa, be prepared to be making out later on today.
You know I am.
She gets all hot and bothered every time we even bring up his name.
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
I think that's why we've had to keep him away from the studio. All right, so all that's coming up. We'll do the showbiz when we get back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 5:51.
Hey, is Bob Marley playing the festival this year?
Bob is, yes.
So many bands, it's impossible to keep track of everybody at Coachella, but I heard a rumor that Marley might be appearing.
He was sound checking last night. But
that's going to be so great.
He said sound checking, put it in air quotes, so I don't know what that means.
All right, this is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. We'll tell you how you can win your tickets to join Kevin at Coachella this weekend, coming up in about 10 minutes. First, though, time for a look at the Showbiz Beat in for Ralph Garman. Thank God Ralph returns on Monday. Huge entertainment news yesterday, Kevin. I know you won't care, but millions of people were stunned by the news from ABC that two of their remaining three soap operas have been canceled. All My Children and One Life to Live, which, by the way, have been on the air respectively since 1970 and 1968, will both come to a close in the last few months. In the next few months,
I've never watched one of those, but
yeah,
that's unbelievable. They're still on. Is my first question. They're still on?
Yes, they're still on. All My Children's been on since 1970. That ends in September. One Life to Live began in 1968. That ends in January. Some of the people that became famous out of these two soap operas, by the way, include Susan Lucci, Kelly Ripa, Nathan Fillion, Josh Duhamel, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Melissa Leo, Christian Slater, Amanda Seyfried, Ryan Phillippe, Marcia Cross, Tommy Lee Jones, Judith Light. I mean, the list goes on as a stomping ground for actors. And it's just, you know, there are people who have literally been watching these shows their entire life, and they're going to be gone.
Wow.
But the ratings have just have been down. But at least the good news is, the upside of this news for people who are so sad about soap operas being pulled off, are the new shows that ABC is going to be replacing them with.
Oh, please.
They're going with an infotainment reality type show, and also a food program called Chew, by the way. Chew is the food program. Yeah.
Where they're going to answer the age-old question of how do you eat?
Right, exactly. In other words, reality TV is cheaper than paying actors and script writers.
Wow.
So, still bad news. General Hospital, they claim, is safe and is in no danger. But, I mean, there was a time only a few years ago. Lisa, am I right about this? There must have been 20 soap operas on the air, it seemed like.
Oh, yeah. You know? There were a ton of them.
And now we're down to just four. There's only four left on the air on any network.
There are four of those still on?
There are four, yeah. I don't know which ones. I know General Hospital is probably the most famous of the ones. But there are, I think, Young and the Restless is still on and a couple of others. But it's weird because the telenovas on Univision are huge, huge ratings. A lot of times they beat the networks. They're so popular. But for whatever reason, soap operas in English are not getting it done. Zsa Zsa Gabor is back in the news, and this time it's not because she's going to die or she had a leg amputated. She's 94 years old, by the way, has not been able to walk since 2002. But her husband, Frederick von Anhalt, you know that guy who will talk to TMZ all day, every day if they allow him to.
Oh, he's Frederick von A-hole is how I know him.
That's the guy. Yes, exactly. He says that he is looking into adding on to the family with the help of a surrogate mom and making Zsa Zsa a mother.
Wait a minute. She's 92 and she can't walk.
94.
She can't walk.
They're talking about removing an egg from her. He would donate the man parts. They would get a surrogate and have a baby. He says he wants to do that for two reasons. One is because there's nobody to carry on the Gabor name.
Which will be okay.
Which would be fine. We'd be fine without it.
Yeah.
Apparently, Zsa Zsa does have one grown daughter who uses her married name. She married one of the people in the Hilton hotel chain family and goes by that name. So the Gabor name is not out there. And by the way, that's the problem if you have girls, is very rarely can they carry on the name because they take their husband's name when they marry.
You know, the bigger problem is that people care that the name goes on.
I know. I couldn't agree more.
I don't understand that in the least.
Couldn't agree more. So he says, A, he wants to keep the famous Gabor name going on. And B, he says, once she dies, which has to be soon, for God's sake, he will have no reason to live and he wants something in his life to make him happy.
Oh, great. How old is he?
You know, it doesn't say in this article, but he has to be 70 at least, right, Lisa?
I wasn't going to say he was that old, but this is insane. This is just him trying to stay in the public eye, right?
I wonder if it's him trying to stay in the money. Is there money?
Well, there's that.
Because if he has a kid, then all of a sudden, the money.
Right.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much of a fortune Zsa Zsa Gabor has left, but he is her husband. It seems like he already gets everything she's got.
Maybe he's worried about that.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just in general, 94-year-olds, I don't think need to be having kids in any way, shape,
being
or form.
Parents. Even if,
yeah.
By the time you're 94, you should be great grandparents.
Right.
Not parents.
This kid, I mean, mom will be dead by the time this kid is born if they start the process today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Here's romance news for you. If you're looking for a movie or television star, if you've always dreamed that you're the guy who wants to date a hot chick on TV, Kirstie Alley, apparently, is now is prowling for a man. She says now that she's lost so much weight after being on Dancing with the Stars, and let's not get crazy, by the way, that she's that she's ready yet.
Right. I mean, look, you have to take into account where she started.
Right, exactly.
Because where she ends up is still not good.
Right. She says that she's feeling great about herself since she's lost all these pounds. She's got new confidence from being on Dancing with the Stars. She's ready to find a boyfriend, is the quote. She also says, by the way, she's 61, and I will say this about Kirstie Alley. Seems like she'd be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess
seems
so.
Like she'd be fun.
Unless you're her dance partner.
In which case, show up at your own risk. She says she hasn't had sex in 4.5 years, though. So,
that doesn't work anymore?
That I think it works. I didn't think she hasn't had anybody, but that first time might be difficult. But I'm just saying, you should know that. But Kirstie Alley apparently looking. You might want to hang outside the rehearsal studios or something if you want to get yourself a famous girlfriend.
Wow.
Couple of great lesbian stories in the news here. One has no lesbianism in it whatsoever, but I'm going to imagine that the beautiful Ashley Green, who, as you know, is famous as a result of the Twilight movies, and Kevin, I know you're with me that you love her so much.
I do, yeah.
The whole basis of this story for me is one line in an article she gave to Us Weekly magazine where she said, before she hit it big with Twilight, I lived off lean cuisine, had no furniture in my apartment, and shared a bedroom with a girl. And that's really all I needed to
see. Sweet!
And I just like to use my imagination. The other lesbian story may actually, there may be something to it. Kendra Wilkinson and Hank Baskett, you know, Kendra's also on Dancing with the Stars, Hank Baskett, the football player. Their marriage may be in trouble because of another woman, and it's not because of hooking up with Hank. In Touch magazine reports that Kendra was seen making out with a playmate named Jessica Hall at Wet Republic in Las Vegas, and reportedly that has sent her husband Hank over the edge.
That's so hot.
Don't you think that happens? That sounds like that would happen a lot in her life.
Yes, it does.
Don't you think? I mean...
Yes, it does. I mean, playmates make out with playmates.
That's the way the world works.
And Hank, rather than complaining about that, you should be photographing that.
Right. Yeah. You should be upset there's no video.
Here's some great news for our friends, the Foo Fighters. Believe it or not, with their unbelievable career, with 6 previous studio albums, 1 live album, a greatest hits package, the band has never had a number one album.
Really?
What?
Wasting Light might be the one that breaks the streak. Early results show that it has the potential to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 album chart next week. It could sell as many as 200,000 copies by Sunday. We will know for sure early next week, but we got our fingers crossed because they certainly have done their part to promote it with all the various things they've been doing in the last few weeks. And the record is great.
It is fantastic.
So I'd be really, really happy for Dave and Taylor and the guys to get their first number one.
That's
album.
Shocking that they haven't had one yet.
It sure is, especially with all the, you know, all the big hit records they've had. Yeah, they've had a lot of popular songs. So we notice sometimes, every once in a while, we'll see a story like that one that will make us realize that that where we're living over here is not where most people are living over there.
Yeah, we're not exactly in the mainstream, I don't think.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Today's celebrity birthdays, a couple of Emmas for you. Emma Watson from Harry Potter is 21 years old today. Oscar-winning screenwriter Emma Thompson, and a great actor, too. And she's from the Harry Potter movies also, isn't she? Isn't Emma Thompson in the Potter movies, too?
I don't know.
I've never seen any of them, but I think she is. Yes. She's 52 years old today. Seth Rogen, no one looks worse at 29 years old than poor Seth.
He looks better now.
He does look better now, but still. 29? Really? And our friend Ed O'Brien from Radiohead, who's the best interview in the band if you ever are given an option on who to talk to. He is 42 today, and that is the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and I sound drunk, and it is 8 minutes after 6.
The Coachella Valley Board of Tourism presents another in an ongoing series, How to Survive the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, Chapter 31, Bowels and Bladders. Going to the bathroom can be half the adventure while attending Coachella. Okay, 3/4 of the adventure. Maybe 91% of the adventure. Lines at the porta-potties can be quite long. In fact, last year, the end of one porta-potty line was actually discovered to be in the small seaside town of Pensauken, New Jersey. So, get in line early. Actually, get in line before you have to go. Get in line now, or glue your poopy hole shut. Enjoy the Coachella Valley Music and Art Festival. And as we say here at the Board of Tourism, try not to die.
Well, I think that's excellent advice. And by the way, does anybody even look for the porta potties anymore? Don't you just go wherever you're standing, Kevin, if you're at Coachella?
It depends on who you are. A lot of people do. But if you're like King of Mexico or somebody, that's just your normal. You just let it go.
Oh, that's grim. Kevin is live minutes away from where the Coachella Music Festival is going to be happening all weekend long. And you guys, you got there last night. You and the King of Mexico went out there last night with Lightning from KevinandBean.com. And you guys, what'd you do? Tour the place?
Yeah, we always met
the early campers?
Yeah, we always do like a pre-show tour on Thursday night before Coachella. And there's the tent city where everybody's already camped out. And they've been there, some of them for a full day. They've already been camping, and it doesn't even start till this afternoon. And they're awesome. So we go through there, we get interviews, and we go backstage.
Who are these people who camp out? Because, look, I get wanting to be at Coachella, but I also get wanting to have a nice, warm hotel room to go back to at night.
No, there's something super cool about the vibe. It's the people, and they're totally excited to be there. And a lot of them come from out of town. They don't have a place to stay. A lot of Canadians. I don't know why. We ran into a lot of Canadians this time. But the vibe of the people there is everyone's nice. Everyone's social. Everyone's your friend. And it's really, really a good time. I don't think it's for you, Bean.
I don't think it's for me either. And I don't think it's for you either, by the way. I can't see you camping out at Coachella. I would never do that, right?
I don't know. I could see myself doing that. I probably wouldn't. I probably wouldn't end up, but I sure see it. It is a good time. They really have fun.
Right. Now, you met some people. You put a video up that's online now on kevinandbean.com, and this is where you stole the golf cart, and you guys just toured around, and you met people. What kinds of people did you encounter?
Stole is a strong word, first of all.
Borrowed.
Second of all, I didn't get the memo that it's Navy captain hat year.
Is it?
I don't know how many people. If you go to kevinandbean.com, the photo at the top of it is me interviewing a guy in checkered pants and a yellow shirt and a Navy captain's hat.
Right.
And we saw, I don't know, 20 of them. Is that like some kind of a new thing now that
I don't
we didn't
know.
Get the memo on?
Mug, you know the hipsters. Are they wearing captain's hats now? What's happening?
They're all sailors now, guys.
I didn't realize it was the year of the sailor hat. All right, so we have some audio from the video that you can see at kevinandbean.com of some of your adventures from last night. Let's hear some of that.
Look, all the past years we do this behind-the-scenes tour of Coachella, and somebody else drives, and I sit in the passenger seat, and that's bull. I need to be driving. That's what's happening this year.
You just soaked my foot in mud.
Well, that wasn't mud.
Oh, man.
What's in the bottle?
Walmart wine. $8 for 5 liters.
You made this beer bong?
Yeah, I did. Do you want to see it in use?
I would like to see this in use on me.
I will glad. You want to use it?
Yes.
Hell yeah, you do.
Kevin here is gonna do a beer bong.
Hey, can we stop it? This beer bong is gigantic. The hose on the beer bong is like the one, you know when they refuel planes?
Right?
That's the hose on it. Like, I can barely get my mouth around the hose.
Please flag the tape, beer bong. Please flag the tape. And it was homemade, right?
You
didn't buy this? Okay.
Oh, it was beautiful.
How much beer do you drink if you get hooked? Oh, really? Okay, you drink everything they got, right?
Pretty much four at a time, I think, is how they do it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So... I'm sorry, so go ahead. I'm going to need a pacifier and a glow stick and some E right now. This, strangely enough, is also my rule for my butthole.
That was a
serious. No, please don't. No, no!
Hey!
You
not fun
dick!
Get in!
What's happening there?
I'm driving, and I said, hey, it would be really great if we did some, what do you call it?
Donuts.
Donuts, yeah. It'd be really great if we did some donuts. And Lightning was on the back with the video camera, and he's barely holding on. And he's like, no. And so and I just turned left, and he launched off of that thing. I was so happy to not be the one falling this year. He was jettisoned. It was like it was one of those safety seats in an airplane where an ejection seat. He just went.
Kevin is not happy till someone gets hurt.
That's correct.
Coachella, that's for sure. All right. As you know, the festival is happening this weekend. We've been much anticipating this ever since about the second week of January. Kings of Leon today with the Black Keys and Interpol and the Chemical Brothers and Brandon Flowers and so much more. Tomorrow, you got your Arcade Fire, your Mumford & Sons, your Bright Eyes, your Cage the Elephant, and so much more. Sunday, you got your Kanye West, your Strokes, your Duran Duran, your Jimmy Eat World, and so many more. We have tickets for you every hour today on the Kevin and Bean Show, and we're going to actually make this, you know, you've worked really hard for it this week with some of the games that we've been asking you to play. Wouldn't you say that, for instance, this hour, Kevin, could not be any easier, right?
Yeah, pretty simple. I mean, definitely compared with the contest we've been doing this week.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so listen up. Here's all you're going to need to know to win tickets for all 3 days of Coachella this hour on the Kevin and Bean Show.
The Coachella phrase that pays half is...
How far is the festival from
the Marriott in Palm Desert, do you know?
When you hear David Hasselhoff asking that ridiculous question, anytime this hour, sometime in the next 45 minutes on the Kevin and Bean Show, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call 1-800-520-1067, be caller 20, and you're going to Coachella. You're beer bonging with Kevin tonight.
Nice.
This happened, what, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe?
Yep.
And
yep.
David Hasselhoff called the radio station and was on his way to Coachella. And it was the weirdest conversation that anyone has ever had. So he asked us all kinds of questions. But that question will pay Hoff for you this hour. Nice. When you hear it again, call 1-800-520-1067 and you'll get 3-day passes.
Let's hear it one more time, beer bug.
The Coachella phrase that pays Hoff is...
How far is the festival from the Marriott in Palm Desert, do you know?
So listen up. Sometime in the next 45 minutes, you'll hear that again. When you do, you give us a call. Jennifer Aniston naked. That's what we're talking about next, right here on the Kevin and Bean. All right, you know what to do. You've been listening. You know how to win your Coachella tickets. That is still coming up. Right now, we want to talk about naked people in the news.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
We broke this for you yesterday. Jennifer Aniston, who at this point, am I right about this, guys, is just desperate for anyone to pay attention to her. She can't get a man. Nobody's going to see her movies. What does she have to do, right?
I don't think you're right. I think there's a whole other part of society that would say, what are you talking about?
Because they keep putting her in movies.
She's a movie star. Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it, but...
Don't they keep putting her in movies that then wildly underperform based on her salary, though?
And yeah, yet they keep putting her in
them. But then they keep putting her in the next one.
I know.
And she's always on the cover of magazines.
I don't think it's her fault because I think she's a fine actress. I don't think – it's not like she's bad, and I think she's very funny. And she seems – to me, she seems like a nice person. I don't know what's going on, why she can't keep a man. But the latest is that she is going to be going topless in the new Judd Apatow comedy, which is called Wonderlust. It's a full frontal nude scene, and apparently you see all the boobs and I guess a little bit of what else is going on, but that's somewhat covered up. And we started talking about this yesterday, about this this movie. And in the same movie, by the way, she has a threesome with two women and smokes a joint, too. We talked about this a little bit off the air yesterday, and Kevin, you were outraged by the signal that this is sending, that this is somehow how nude beaches and nudist colonies work, right?
Let's be honest. You're not going to see a Jennifer Aniston if you go to a nudist colony. That's just not going to happen.
And I think that's what's going on in this movie, right, is that she ends up with some of her co-stars at a nudist colony, and it has to go nude, so that's why she's naked in the movie. And you're saying that's false advertising and somebody needs to be sued?
I'm saying that the message out there is, hey, if I could just fight a nudist colony, like that's the gold at the end of the rainbow, man. That's going to be the best because all the chicks are going to be super hot. And then you get there and it's like old, saggy, you know, Jennifer Aniston's grandma type people. And they're all ugly. They're all ugly.
Well, she and Paul Rudd are playing a happily married couple who decide they want to spend time living as hippies. That's how they end up at the nudist colony. And look, you're at Coachella. You have hippies all around you.
Yeah.
Are they Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston?
No, they're not. They're not at all, really.
You've never been to a nudist colony, though, right?
No, but I've been to a nude beach.
Tell me about that.
The station sent us to Spain, I want to say, Barcelona, for the Olympics in the mid-90s. I think. And they have nude beaches there. And I was so excited. I was going, oh, man, that nude beaches, this is going to be the best thing ever. And I went out there, and the first thing you realize is all of the women that you do not want to see nude are nude. And they don't insist on people being nude, so the hot chicks can still wear bikinis.
Oh, I see.
So basically, it's just... You want to flip it. You want to go the other direction. You want to make the younger girls take it off. You want to make the older women put it on. Mm-hmm. And we did get chased because we were trying to videotape. Oh. They don't like that either, apparently.
Well, we figured that there may be some people who have maybe more experience with nudist colonies than Kevin does and more experience with nude beaches than Kevin does, too. So that's why we want to open up the phones and find out if this is a terrible lie that's being perpetrated on the American public by making a movie where Jennifer Aniston and Paul Rudd go to a nudist colony. Do those people actually exist at the nudist colonies, or are they all Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston's grandparents, as Kevin suspects?
That's what we're looking for. Yeah, or just fatter versions of them. Fat Jennifer Aniston is there.
Are there still a lot of nudist colonies? Is that a thing that people still do? Lisa, do you know your little free spirit? Is that something that still happens?
I have friends who go to one in Palm Springs twice a year for a week.
Hey, we should go now. Oh. Is it there full time? I'm
yes,
here.
Yes, it's there all the
what?
Time.
What?
Yeah.
I'm about to get me some naked.
She's pretty attractive, too, I have
no,
to say.
No, stop it. Does she go nude?
Yeah. They love it.
Not buying it.
It's true. Now, I don't know what the rest of the people look like, but...
And what's the deal with the nudiscality? Do they go and it's a non-sexual thing? It's just you...
That's what
you,
they tell you.
You play volleyball nude, and you go to the buffet nude, and you lay out by the pool nude, but there's no... It's not a swingers convention or anything
it's
like
not.
That?
It's not. No, they don't swing at all. They just go because I guess they're just really comfortable being naked. Mostly they lay around by the pool.
It's not a sexual thing, Bean, because the people doing it are not sexy.
Well, but Lisa's talking about her couple that sounds like they're young and, and attractive, right?
I'm not buying it.
Now, is the reason they go, and again, we're going to take your phone calls with your nude beach, nude colony experiences at 1-800-520-1067. Is the reason people go, Lisa, because they like the feel of sunshine on a naked body, or are they going because they are voyeuristic and want to see other people naked?
I don't get that they're going to see other people. I think they just really like the feeling of being outside naked in the warm sun.
Wow, that's bizarre.
And room service.
Well, I mean, we had that story earlier in the week about that that company in Britain that was looking for computer code writers, and they were advertising for a place called Nude House, where they want you to come and work naked in the office. Yeah, there are people who are just really into everybody being naked, I guess.
But that's so different. I mean, you're not outside. You're not enjoying the elements. You're in an office. I can't imagine.
That's
I think
a
that is
total
just
scam.
To see naked people.
That is a total 100% scam. Yeah. You get there and you find out, oh, guys have to wear clothes.
All right, let's take one call and then we'll get more on the air at 1-800-520-1067. Let's get Jay on the air. He's on line one. Jay, it says here you've been to a nudist colony two different times. Where was this or these nudist colonies?
It's out in the Temecula area, and I got to tell you, it's kind of a scary ride.
A scary ride? Why?
Yeah, you show up, they introduce you to the place, and then they tell you to drop your clothes. And when you start looking around and you find out that you're the best looking people there, it's kind of scary.
So what I'm saying is correct, right?
Oh, yes, by far.
First of all, you're no prize, Jay. I can tell you that. But second of all,
no, but that's his point. That's his point is that he's no prize and he's the best looking one there.
Exactly. How many people were at this nudist colony when you went?
Probably 400. It was
400 in 400. There must have been some hotties.
No.
Really?
None.
Just law of averages. I would think there'd have to be somebody who's 25, right?
No.
Is it possible? Jennifer Aniston was hiding around the corner or something. I mean,
she may have been hiding.
I don't mean her, but I mean somebody that's beautiful like that.
I take it back. There was one woman there that was pretty nice, gentleman. But I got to. Really get to see her because there were so many guys hanging around her.
Yes, he was just surrounded, exactly.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with sex.
What's the reason that you wanted to go to the nudist colony, Jay? Of the two reasons that we described, one is you just enjoy being naked, like the feel of sunshine in your body, or do you go just because your plan was to see lots of hot girls?
Well, probably
you can be honest.
Hot girl thing. And a girlfriend talked me into it, so it was an experience.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to put one. Thank you very much for the call, Jay. We appreciate it. We're going to put one down for Kevin is right. only ugly people go to nudist colonies and nude beaches. All right, we'll find out if that holds. You call us 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls right after this on the Kevin and Bean.
Banjos, so sweet. Banjos. Oh, yes.
You'll be seeing them live soon, dude.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's the world famous K-Rock, and it is 640.
Hey, party people, thanks a lot for tuning in to the Kevin and Bean Show today. It is Friday. That means the Movie Beat later on today with Russ Leatherman himself, Mr. Movie Phone, filling in for Ralph Garman. Also, we have all your Coachella needs covered. In fact, Kevin is broadcasting from Coachella today. But we're turning our attention to nudist colonies and nude beaches due to a story that came out yesterday about Jennifer Aniston going to a nudist colony with her husband in the movie Paul Rudd. It's the new Judd Apatow film called Wanderlust. Kevin's contention is that you'll never see a woman as hot as Jennifer Aniston at any nude beach.
I would suggest that if you did, it would be a huge exception.
Right. Okay. Keith writes in, the Ponderosa Sun Club in Roselawn, Indiana. Ron Jeremy hosts a nudist colony every year with random well-known celebrities. It's the third Sunday of July and August. Well, you don't get a chance to see Ron Jeremy naked very often. That's something you definitely want to do.
That's the vision that... That summarizes it perfectly.
Right. Everyone's a hedgehog.
Yep.
Let's take some more calls at 1-800-520-1067. Robin, you hang on. Eric, Madison, James, we'll get to you as fast as we can. Colby starts us off, though, on line 7. Hey, Colby, you've been to a nude beach in San Diego, I hear.
Yes, I have.
How was that?
That seems promising.
You could get a little wax in your scruff, and people could check out your muff.
Right. I mean, we understand how it works.
Right. We understand the concept of a nude beach, but how were the people? Did you find a lot of attractive people there or no?
I would say a lot of men.
A lot of men.
Lot of men.
That's the other thing I forgot is it's 10 to 1 men.
And I would say they were men. They were checking out chicks.
Yeah, of course. Okay. But were the chicks hot, the two that were there?
I think they were non-existent, and you're there to surf naked, basically. That's the deal.
They were non-existent, meaning there weren't any there for real?
You're there to get sun on your buns and surf.
Okay. Colby, right. Hang up your phone and don't ever call us again. Thank you. Let's try Robin. Robin's on line one. Here's one of the rare women with nude beach experience on the phones. Hey, Robin, welcome to the Kevin Beach Show. Thanks for hanging up.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Lisa Mae.
Hello.
I grew up in Santa Barbara when I was in high school. We moved next to this beautiful beach, but it was a nude beach. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, nobody at all was good looking. It was very scary. And there were quite a few women, but they looked like they belonged in National Geographic magazine.
Oh, no.
Now, yeah, when you're living next to a nude beach, could you see it from your yard or something, or did you go onto the beach a lot?
No, actually, it was very secluded. It was so pretty. You took this little hike to get there. It was over a cliff, and you walked out, and it was the most secluded, beautiful beach. But the problem was, every time we went, you know, we'd be laying there, and some guy would come up, and you look up, and not a pretty sight,
yeah.
And would get mad at you because you're wearing clothes. And so we'd pack up, and we'd have to walk another 20 minutes to get away.
Gotcha. To get off a nude beach.
Good times.
Everyone wanted everybody nude.
Hey, so
nope, they
far,
didn't. They just wanted you nude.
Yeah, exactly. So far, Kevin is being supported by virtually every call that we've gotten here today. Robin, thank you very much for dialing
hey,
in. Let's try.
You know what's funny about that? I just realized is Ralph's on vacation this week, and he's the one who always argues with me.
This makes him
so angry that I summarize it like that.
Well, it sounds like you're right. Let's try Eric on line two. Yeah, Eric, thanks a lot for calling in. You've been to a nudist colony many, many times, right?
Yes, my grandma's from Germany, and she's been going to them my whole life. I'm 39. She even lived in one for 8 years.
Wow, and you used to visit grandma all the time. And how awkward is that when you show up to visit grandma and you have to see her naked?
Oh, how about bringing your friends to that, huh? That's a little awkward.
Oh, my God. Look at your grandma's boobs. Well, they're down at her knees.
Yeah. In my whole life, I did not see one good-looking person at one of those places.
Now, see, I would never even say that. There has to be an exception, no?
But to throw some weight on the opposite scale of this debate, I went to a nude beach in Maui, and I'm not kidding. There were so many smoking Playboy hotties at this beach, I thought I was in paradise.
Fantastic. Really? In Maui, huh?
Unbelievable.
Do you remember the name of it or any identifying factor so we can go?
That's a location I don't want to really give out because it's just too great.
So that's how you repay your buddies, Kevin and Bean, for all the years of entertainment we've provided for you. Right, Eric?
Yeah. It's very secret and secluded. And
hey, why don't you share, man? Why don't you share? You're selfish.
It's in Maui. You can find it.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much. So apparently there is at least one spot on the earth where there are attractive people. Let's do one more call. And I'm sorry, folks, we're out of time for everybody else. We've got a lot of people who have experience in this topic. It's going to be Bill. Bill actually has worked at a nudist colony.
Oh, good.
Bill, tell me about Paradise Lakes. Where is it and how big is it?
Well, it's in Land O'Lakes, Florida. It's about 20, 30 minutes north of Tampa. I was the executive chef there about 20 years ago. And they've got a hotel, single-family homes. People live there year-round.
Wow.
And condos, you know, whole families live there. But, yeah, generally speaking, it's definitely the older crowd, you know, the goat balls and the mastectomies walking around.
Oh, I didn't want to hear either of those phrases today.
But on the other hand, on the weekends, they had open parties, you know, Friday, Saturday night dances, and the local talent would come in, and there were some fine-looking ladies. Really? Even the ones with the new tape under their boobs with a new boob job, you know.
Yeah, you got to show those off. Now, Bill, I have to ask, for hygienic and safety reasons, did you have to cook in the nude?
No, of course not. No.
As okay,
matter
good.
In fact, everyone carries a towel, so when they're in the restaurants, you know, you're required to sit on a towel. But, of course, behind the lines, everything, of course, everyone's fully dressed and, you know, it's definitely sanitary things in effect. But, yeah.
Okay, as a guy who has years of experience working in a nudist colony, what percentage are people are there who are there for sex, who are there because they think, hey, this is a good opportunity, an orgy might break out or something like that? How many are just the other people that we've been describing that just enjoy walking around naked?
I would say... you know, who'd say maybe 30-40%? You know, you had two factions. One is definitely the sex crowd, the swinger crowd, and the other was the naturist crowd, just there to be nude and all that kind of thing.
Right.
So somewhere between 30-50%, I would guess.
Okay.
You know, I was more of the employee, so I really couldn't get involved too much with that. But hearing from the people, you know, they kind of point, well, this is on that faction, and the other people are just there for the...
Gotcha. I'm so glad you called with the voice of authority. I wish I had not heard the expression goat balls, though. I wish that I could erase that from my memory.
I've seen them, you know?
Yeah, I bet you do. You're scarred for life as well. Bill, thanks for calling, man. Have a great weekend. The Showbiz Beat is coming up next right here on the Kevin and Bean.
How far is the festival from the Marriott in Palm Desert, do you know?
Hey, just good
walk.
Question.
You can just walk. Just start walking. You'll get there. Don't worry about it.
And take a left at the light. Yeah. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday of Coachella weekend. By the way, our royal wedding correspondent, Alex's mom, Liz, joins us after the top of the hour. What is she? Only like 2 weeks out now from the big day, right, Alex? Is she so excited? Will she talk of nothing else?
She's so excited. She's ready to update you guys.
I can't wait.
We talked about it last night, all her stories. She's good to go.
Did you tell her that I will have her, that she will be mine?
Yeah, and when I do, there's this awkward silence, and she just goes, okay.
You understand that there's a potential, Alex, that I could be your stepfather at one point.
Oh, that would be so sweet. Mother, you have to do it just so that you could have that over Alex.
My mother would wreck you.
I would wreck her, so we'd be even. All right. Alex is here with the Showbiz Beat in for Ralph Garman. Ralph does return on Monday. Don't worry. But what's going on?
Good time. Good morning. First of all, I apologize if I sound like I have a lisp because I totally burned my tongue last night. So I'm trying not to talk like this.
Hey, I'm going to use that one when I'm drunk.
Adele. Our new darling,
yes.
Adele, is on the cover of Rolling Stone. And she
opens
up.
What a nice photo of her, by the way. She's totally tarted up on the cover. Have you seen it?
I have. She has beautiful, like, shampoo commercial hair.
Bean, it's not nice to say tarted. That really is offensive to people. I think you need to rethink that.
I didn't know that, sir.
No, it's okay. In the magazine, she talks about her looks, her weight, and all the drama surrounding her life. But she did reveal one surprising revelation. That she has terrible, debilitating stage fright. She says, I'm scared of audiences. One show in Amsterdam, I was so nervous, I escaped out the fire exit.
Sweet.
That's not good. She said she's thrown up a couple times. And one time in Brussels, she actually projectile vomited on someone.
Oh, during the show. That's awesome.
Can you imagine? Projectile vomit. You're there to see Adele. You've got a beer. You're having a good time. And this very nice lady goes, excuse me. Bleh.
That's
and
awesome.
Throws up all over you.
That isn't good for you.
Didn't she perhaps pick the wrong line of work then if she doesn't want to perform? Because, I mean, that's kind of essential in her business.
So many performers have it, though. Remember, Daniel Tosh said that to us as well, that he constantly throws up before he goes on stage.
By the way, Chester from Linkin Park had that problem for a lot of years.
He vomited before every performance, pretty much, right?
Yep.
And it's interesting because, I mean, her breakthrough in America with the 19 album was her performance on Saturday Night Live, where she just killed it. I mean, that's what jump-started that album over here. And, you know, if it weren't for her live performances, she might not even be a superstar right now. That's fascinating. I do love her. And do get that Adele album if you have not yet picked it up. Alex, I know you got plenty of other stories, but let me talk to Matt real quick. He's on line four. He has something very important to say to us. Hey, Matt, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Hi. I was wondering if you had any rooms at Marriott.
Matt, unfortunately, the hotel rooms are gone, but you have a 3-day pass to join Kevin at Coachella this weekend.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. We're running out of time to give away tickets, so just in the nick of time, just in the nick of time. Do you can you go this weekend? Can you come today?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, we have them for you every hour today on the Kevin and Bean Show. But Matt, you should hang on. Chip will give you all the information on how to get your passes, and you need to start packing, dude, because you got to hit the road.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, man, and thanks a lot for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll have another phrase that pays Hoff coming up for you in about 10 minutes or so you can win, as Matt did. Back to you, Alex.
That's going to be awesome. Too bad when he gets there, he doesn't realize he has to share his hotel room with David Hasselhoff, but that'll be all right. The Foo Fighters will finally score their first number one album, which I find shocking.
That's not possible.
I know. After releasing 6 studio albums, 1 live set, and a greatest hits package, the band's latest effort, Wasting Light, will be their first debut at number one. This is crazy. What country do we live in? Anyway, they are projected to sell as many as 200,000 copies by Sunday. So, we're number one. Go Foo Fighters! Rebecca Black, her 15 minutes are not quite up. It's really sad to
me.
First and foremost, the New York Magazine says that Glee is going to use her massive web hit Friday in an upcoming episode.
It has become a legitimate pop song now. It is no longer just the object of scorn. It's actually a hit.
Oh, no. It is a hit that is the object of scorn.
Wait a minute. It's not a real hit, though, Bean. Is it?
Well, here's the thing.
It is a real hit.
Yeah, as of yesterday, her YouTube video reached more than 100 million views.
Right, I know that, but that's ironic viewing. Let's talk about, is it on mainstream radio stations?
Yes. Well, it's not getting as much radio airplay as it is getting sales. It is selling well. A lot of radio stations are not playing it, though.
Correct. Yeah, so people are just downloading it, you know, to play a Coachella this weekend at a house party and make fun of it.
Sure.
I love Rebecca Black, though. Still my favorite quote from her, the 13-year-old who sings Friday.
I think I have talent on some level.
At least she qualified it. On some level. Maybe not singing.
Friday. Well, good news, Kevin, is she has a follow-up, and it's going to be called LOL.
Oh, good.
And that's actually true. That's not a joke. Her next single is called LOL.
I'll bet that's going to be a good one.
It'll be great. It'll be auto-tuned to death. Happy birthday to Emma Thompson, to Hermione Emma Watson, actor Seth Rogen, and our favorite Radiohead member, Ed O'Brien. I am Alex. That is your showbiz.
You can go to KevinAndBean.com right now, and you should, and watch the video that Kevin and David King of Mexico and Lightning from KevinAndBean.com shot last night on the grounds of the Coachella Festival. They just went around and just met the people. And that beer bong is astonishing. That is an unbelievable work of art, that beer bong.
It took an engineering degree to build that.
It really did, yeah.
It must have. So you should definitely check out that video. If you'd like to join the guys in the desert this weekend for Coachella, we are making it super easy for you. We got tickets for you every hour today on the Kevin and Bean Show. Here's how you can win them for this hour. Hit it, Steve.
The Coachella phrase that pays Hoff is...
And when do the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
That's all you need to listen for when you hear David Hasselhoff asking that question sometime this hour, sometime in the next 52 minutes. All you have to do is be caller 20 at 1-800-520-1067, just like Matt did last hour, and you'll be at Coachella. Let's play it one more time.
The Coachella phrase that pays Hoff is...
And when do the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
Couldn't be any simpler. All you have to do is call.
The great David Hasselhoff, and that was him calling about Coachella and asking all those questions of, that nighttime DJ that had none of the answers.
It's the phrase that pays off. All right, we're turning our attention now away from Coachella and to 2 weeks from today. It's the royal wedding. It's going to be so sad for your mom, Alex, because exactly 2 weeks from right now, the royal wedding will be over. And what will she have to live for then? She is, of course, our royal wedding correspondent. Please welcome producer Alex's mom, Liz, back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Mama.
How are you guys? Hi, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
It's great to talk to you again. Thank you for joining us. Have you continued to obsess over every detail of the royal wedding since the last time we had you on?
Well, I think I'm obsessing, but not every single detail. But you know what? Kevin's given me, he's raised the bar with the beer bong in Coachella, because now I feel like I have to have a beer bong at the party, because just so you know, Castle Rock Brewing in Nottingham, London, has come out with a Kiss Me Kate beer, which is a pale ale.
Yeah!
Oh,
so now I feel like I have to have beer at the party.
Well, I hope... That's the only way you could get through a party like that.
No, well, I was, you know, we were going to do like the high tea champagne, the scones, the sandwiches. We're going to do a little fish and chips because she's a commoner, but now I got
what a terrible, terrible, awful party that's going to be.
now I got to get a pony keg.
Liz, listen to this, Liz. We have the TV on all the time in the studio when we're working. And every single day, we've told you this before, every single day they have new angles, new coverage of the royal wedding. Yesterday, we saw a piece where they were addressing people just like you and your friends in San Francisco who are going to be watching the wedding live. You're all getting together at 1 o'clock in the morning to start watching. And they had all this stuff. They had decals that you could put on your wall, and they had pillows with Union Jack flags on them. I mean, it was just deck out the whole place for the party. It was crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. It is crazy. We're not going to get that crazy, but we're going to get pretty crazy. And especially now that I know I'm going to have beer, it's going to be even better.
Absolutely. Now, I have to ask, I know you have some other things that that have caught your attention, but I need to know your reaction to the news that came out yesterday that shocked the earth to its core, that the announcement has been made that Kate plans to wear her hair down rather than up on her big day. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are pretty funny. You guys were talking about it earlier, and Kevin was kind of teasing that, you know, he lost money on a bet. But the thing is, the bookies in Britain are making major book on this because you can bet on anything having to do with the wedding.
What?
You can bet on the flowers, what color, where their country, where they're coming from. You can bet on the horses, how many, what color, what the queen's going to wear. And people are laying down big bucks for this stuff.
You can bet on what color outfit the queen will wear to the wedding.
Yes, I'm going purple.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, when they came out and they said that it was going to be a fruitcake, wedding cake, people made money on that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they did. They totally made money on that.
I would gamble on it. That's interesting.
Now, the other big news I saw that just came out today is it has now been released what hotel Catherine Middleton and her family will spend the night at the night before the wedding. They're going to be staying at the Goring Hotel. Did you have that, Liz? Did you know that yet?
Yes. Yeah, I did. I did know that. She and her sister Pippa are going to stay there with her mom. which is different than what Lady Diana did. She was stuck with the Queen Mary the Queen Mother the night before.
Oh, man. What a bummer.
Yeah. So we shall have a better time this year. But the one thing that's kind of cool, the ticket that everybody wants is for the dinner party that's happening in the evening that Prince Charles is hosting. It's what they call a knees up event, which means it's going to
knees up event. Yeah.
Your daughter knows all about that.
Hey, no.
Well, it means there's going to be dancing. I thought it meant we were going to get pap smears and a guy in galoshes.
What?
Hey, take it easy.
It turns out that it means dancing. So that's good.
Well, listen.
Mom, you brought up pap smears on the
if
air.
You think
what's
of, wrong? If you think of anything when you think of Prince Charles, it's dancing.
Yeah, no kidding.
That guy knows how to party.
This is the voice of Liz, who is our royal wedding correspondent on the Kevin and Bean Show. The royal wedding is 2 weeks from today. She is actually Alex's mom. Let's listen together, Liz, because I've not yet heard this piece, but apparently we do have a montage of some of the recent coverage of the royal wedding from the networks. Check it out.
We now know that Prince William and Kate Middleton, or Catherine Middleton, will be married there on Friday, April 29th.
Them. I'm now officially booked, though I'm not invited.
Get this, that's 157 days from now.
Here's Kate Middleton, 13 years old, in a school play.
April 29th, what is the significance of that date?
Well, this is the date they wanted.
We're going to ask the woman behind Princess Diana's wedding gown in just a moment. 156 days and counting.
The guest list. There are those that should get invites, those that shouldn't, and those that must. They'll have to choose a carriage.
Everyone wants to dress like Kate Middleton.
Exchange their vows in just 24 days.
Prenuptial agreement. And is there or isn't there one? Of course, there's no way of knowing. Soon-to-be Princess Catherine Middleton was badly bullied in school. Charles and Diana also got some Rubik's Cubes and toothbrushes.
The palace did say that William also won't be wearing a wedding band.
We invite you to leave your well wishes and give advice to the happy couple. Visit the Yahoo Guestbook and share your ideas and thoughts for William and Kate at royalguestbook.yahoo.com.
Liz, have you done that yet? Have you shared your message with the couple yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
What? How are you our correspondent if you haven't done that? I've done that.
I'm waiting for my credentials to come through the mail so it's official. But no, I haven't done that yet.
Let me ask you this, because some of the people are already making plans for that horrible minute when the wedding is finally over and they have to go back to their dreary lives. But I understand that you're going to be able to buy on iTunes, you're going to be able to buy a video podcast with highlights from the wedding that you're going to be able to keep forever. You're also going to be able to buy a soundtrack album of the music from the wedding. They also are rushing into print a book that you can pre-order that I think is going to be, I, think it's going to come out less than 24 hours after the wedding is done. There's a book that's going to be printed and mailed out to people who pre-order. Are you getting any of that stuff, Liz?
Well, the book kind of interests me, but I'm not getting any of the other stuff. I think the book might be kind of cool, but nothing else. No.
Liz, yesterday we did invite everyone in the Bay Area to come to your party. I hope that's cool. That's what you intended, right?
That's what I've heard. It's really kind of blown up. We've had to put a limit at the gate on how many people can actually come to this thing.
Yeah, you're going to have to move it to the Shoreline Amphitheater before this thing is over.
You're going to need some bouncers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we're almost out of time for this visit.
Oh, no, we're out of time for this visit.
So 2 weeks from today is the big day, and you couldn't be more excited. You're still full speed ahead. You can't wait.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But in the meantime, I've got to go get a baby pacifier, a light stick, and some eating. Go to Coachella.
There you go. Nice. I bet Liz rocks it at Coachella, Kevin. Don't you
Liz
think?
And I are going to party hard.
Exactly. All right, sweetheart. Thank you for coming on. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mom. All right.
Hard.
Oh, my God.
Hard. We'll be right back. Kevin. It is Coachella weekend. Kevin is broadcasting from the grounds of the festival. And we're going to have a guy on from Spin Magazine with some highlights of things not to miss if you're heading out there this weekend. That's coming up in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin DeBean Show. And we'll give away another pair of passes for all 3 days before the top of the hour.
That leads us into the email, if you don't mind. I have one about Coachella. And it starts like this. In case you have a friend who really wants free Coachella tickets, but you're not allowed to just give them to your friend, here's what you do. Step one, come up with a game. Possibly having to do with a montage of, 23 song clips. Step number two, make sure the game is impossibly hard so that nobody can win it on accident. Step number three, find the list of answers to the game. Step number four, give your friend the list.
How dare you suggest that? By the way, when we did the mega montage back on Monday for tickets, we thought we'd have a winner, but I certainly couldn't have done it. I know that I could not have cracked that medley, but somebody did and somebody won.
Yeah, but this person is suggesting that perhaps there's some foul play.
That's why I say, how dare you? How dare you? Dear Kevin and Bean, this email begins from Melinda. On days when I arise before noon, I always stream Kevin and Bean on my iPhone when I go out for my morning run. Oftentimes, I find myself laughing out loud at the unusual shenanigans, but nothing could compare to the minor crisis I had earlier this week during Bean's Death Corner. I love it. It's a fantastic segment. I can't remember if it was the paraplegic car passenger lady or the comment about the cemeteries being a buffet for cannibals, but today I busted out laughing right as I was passing a pair of stuck-up soccer moms with jogging strollers. Of course, I got the stink eye when they saw me laughing. If they had any idea what caused the side cramp that forced me to stop and keel over. I'm giggling uncontrollably, shaking my head in shame, thinking about what the hell these ladies would think if they knew what I was laughing about. I actually thought I was going to die laughing, and then I would end up on Bean's Death Corner as the crazy 23-year-old who went out for a jog, stops, laughs, and dies. But
that
instead,
would be the best.
Would that be funny if you're listening to Death Corner and it kills you?
Yes.
Instead of being the 23-year-old who jogs, stops, laughs, and dies, instead, I only peed my pants a little. Devoted Death Corner sicko for life, Melinda. Thank you very much, Melinda. That makes me very happy to find somebody out there who enjoys the death as much as I do.
John writes, Bean is just wrong. Okay, and then he quotes you, in quotes, everybody poops and everybody dies. You learn this as a kid. It's interesting to see how people died to Bean. Bean has problems. Puppy Lake by Horse-Drawn Carriage, John.
Oh, hey. Here's a
good
idea.
If you're going to go to Puppy Lake, though, Horse-Drawn Carriage, I think, is a good way to go.
All right. Here's a fantastic idea for the King of Mexico, who I know is sitting next to you there at Coachella, Kevin. This is from Charlie. Hey, can you send the King of Mexico to the next match that the real Mexicutioner is fighting in with Dave wearing a t-shirt that says, I'm the real Mexicutioner? I'd love to see what happens next.
That'd be the best. Yes, we will. Dave just put the mic up to his mouth and then said nothing, which is very useful in radio. We did a topic of inviting an ex to a wedding, and see if you can follow this. Dave writes, and I'm having trouble even keeping up. Kevin Bean, short version of the story is, my third wedding, my second wife was there with the man she left me for, and my first wife was the minister that married us.
Okay.
At my wedding, one of my ex-girlfriends was there with her husband, who is my best friend. And when my second wife married the guy she left me for, I was her wedding photographer. And my first wife married them, too. I can't even keep up with this dude.
Wow. This guy needs to expand his circle of friends beyond people he's had sex with. Those are the only people in his life.
He knows three people. Most bizarre story I've ever read.
Hey, Kevin, before I read Heather's email, how did your Los Angeles Kings do last night?
Oh, F you, Bean.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I wanted to thank you for interviewing Drew Doughty from the Kings. With the track record you have in jinxing professional sports teams, you have virtually secured that the Sharks will win in the first round. For the love of all is holy, please do not interview any of my beloved Anaheim Ducks, Heather. See, some people are still hanging on to the idea that somehow we talk to a professional athlete and they lose, which has been disproven many times before, by the way.
Yeah.
But they want somebody to blame, I guess. But,
they won the Sharks won in overtime. It was rough. But not for Sharks fans.
You have always said they are a great team.
They are. Dear Kevin and B, where can I find the pictures or video of the Beast Woman Cubs fan? Which I think is how she should be known from now on, Beast Woman Cubs fan. Go to kevinandb.com and search for the world's greatest Cubs fan. Just put that in the search engine and it'll come up and you can watch her. And she's pretty smashed.
I do love her.
Yeah.
And finally for me on the email on the Kevin and Bean show, I've been going back and forth with Doto, the international man of mystery, one of our favorite Kevin and Bean listeners, because we've been trying to get him in with Ralph on vacation this week. We're all taking turns doing the Showbiz Beat every hour. Kevin has done it. I've done it. Omar has done it. Producer Alex comes in. We want Doto to do the report. And ladies and gentlemen, today at the end of the show, he will close out our week with the showbiz news. And here's the email I got from him last night. Maybe you can help me decipher this because I'm not sure I speak dope. Right. I'm excited, man. I hope I do well today, to be really honest, since I'm entertaining. But do I really have talent, to be honest? You could be entertaining and not have talent. They are separated dough.
I think I'm entertaining at times and don't have talent.
So this man right here.
My first memory is I just love the buffets in Las Vegas. I love the flan. It has a lot of sugar, and it tastes less fattening because it's European dessert. And then I just like some of the syrup, flan syrup.
Right. Joins us later on with the Showbiz Beat. That's coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll talk all things Coachella with Spin Magazine coming up next. Right. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday, Coachella weekend Friday. We've got other stuff coming up as well. A new edition of Why Does Kevin Hate? Also,
new edition is going to be on the show.
Also, Mr. Movie Phone himself, Russ Leatherman, fills in for Ralph on the Movie Beat. That's coming up next hour. First, though, speaking of Coachella, David Marchese joins us on the phone right now. He's the associate editor of Spin Magazine. David, thank you for being on with us. How are you today, sir?
I'm good. It's not exactly rock and roll hours right now, but I'm happy to be talking to you guys.
I appreciate that. And speaking of rock and roll, I was just thinking about how an important part of my life Spin Magazine has been for the past 20 years or so. As great a writers as Rolling Stone magazine also has, in the last few years they've so gone off the rails with Bieber and Britney. You guys at least are still covering rock music, and there aren't very many of you left. So thank you for doing what you do.
We do what we can. Thank you.
Coachella, obviously the thing sold out in 6 days on the strength of names like Arcade Fire and Kings of Leon and Kanye and the Black Keys, and people know all those names. But the beautiful thing about a festival like this, as you well know, David, is you go there and there are a couple of hundred bands, most of which most people have never heard of, yet there are some real gems there that should not be missed if you have the opportunity to see them, and that's why we wanted to have you on to talk about it.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I think maybe good advice for somebody who wants to see bands that they don't know about coming into the festival is maybe go to just like hang out at one of the smaller tents or one of the smaller stages and check out some of the stuff that's going on there. You just sort of camp out for a bit. I was looking at the lineup last night, and I'm particularly excited about some of the stuff going on at the dance tent. Like today, there's Skrillex is there, A-Track is there, Magnetic Man is there, and these are people who, in their world, are huge and they're really good. And it's a great kind of music to see in a festival. It's really high energy. You'll have a good time going dance.
I got to tell you too, and I saw the setup last night in the Sahara tent, which is where they're playing, and the lighting is unbelievable.
It's going to be amazing.
I need a pacifier and I need E right now.
Give this man a glow stick. I do have that Magnetic Man record out, and I love it. I think it's great. I had no idea that they were even playing in the dance tent. I mean, it's so easy to lose track of how many different artists there are. I mean, you almost have to set yourself up with a schedule, with a grid, so that you know where you have to be at what time.
Yeah, or I mean, you could go the other way too and just sort of wander around, and if your ear catches something that sounds awesome, just stand there. It's an embarrassment of riches. You can't really lose.
That is the best part. You have kind of a skeleton schedule, and then you just wander around, and you just come across stuff you didn't know you would love.
Right.
Let me ask you about a couple of ladies that are on the bill that I know are even huger internationally than they are here, but are both playing Coachella this weekend. Tell me about Robin and also Elle Golding.
Oh, Robin is, she's Swedish. She's sort of from that long tradition of Swedish pop singers, and she makes sort of dance pop music, but it's sort of smarter and a little bit more creative and a little bit edgier than a lot of the people that are sort of more well known for doing the same thing. And and her stage show is also really good. She has good lighting, and there's always sort of a big production to go along with it. So that would be fun to see. And then Ellie Goulding she's English, and you know, she's got this big, beautiful voice, and you know, she sings these sort of really catchy melodies and has a really good stage presence. But she's more sort of it's not so much electronic pop. It's just sort of more straight ahead pop. But she's another good one that if you know, you just happen to stumble upon, I think you wouldn't be disappointed.
I have a question. Lauryn Hill is still alive? She's on the schedule today.
Depends on who you ask and what your definition of alive is. But
I mean, what
is
she
playing? Yeah.
What has she been doing? Where has she been?
I mean, she's actually played a couple shows over the last couple years, and it's one of these things where it's almost like a younger version of Sly Stone, where you don't know if she's going to ramble about something for 2 hours, and she's often late for shows. And I mean, from what I haven't seen her recently, but from what I've heard, there are moments that are actually kind of amazing, and you know, she still has it. But also you might just go sort of and end up looking at your belly button for an hour. So
yeah, it is weird. I mean, Lauryn Hill is a name that some of our listeners may not even remember. When was she and when were the Fugees popular? Late 90s, right?
Late 90s, very early 2000s. Yeah, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill was her big album. And then Fugees
won the album of the year at the Grammys that year, if I remember. And then she virtually disappeared after that. It's so, so bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, people can go online and read about it, but there's all sorts of weird stories about what she was up to, and I mean, it just sounds like she went off the rails a little bit. But
yeah.
she's really talented, so I hope, you know, I hope she gets it back together.
I hope she talks for an hour. I hope.
This is the voice of David Marchese on the phone from Spin Magazine. We're talking about the Coachella Festival. Now, one of the neat things that Coachella does every year is they get bands back together. I guess they offer them enough money that they have to reunite at least for one more show.
Right.
And at least three jump out at me from your article in Spin: Death from Above 1979,
mm-hmm.
Wire, and The Big Audio Dynamite. Now,
right.
Are all three of those worth checking out this weekend?
I think they are. I think especially people are going to be excited for Death from Above 1979. And it's kind of a strange thing because that was a band that I kind of forgot about myself. They were sort of active in the early part of the decade. And then at South by Southwest last month, they came back and they played a show, and there was literally a riot. People were that excited about it.
Wow.
So I'm hoping for something similar this time. And Big Audio Dynamite, of course, is Mick Jones from The Clash's, the band he started after The Clash. And I think they just played last night or two nights ago, and it's people said it was awesome. It's more dancey, but still has that punk edge like The Clash had. And who was the third one you mentioned?
Wire.
Oh, yeah. Wire is one of these bands, you know, they've got like the Velvet Underground thing going on where they, you know, almost everybody who bought a Wire record, they were not that popular when they were around, but started their own band. And you'll go and you'll hear them and you'll hear bands that sound like them now, but Wire is where that sound originated. Sort of minimal punk music. It should be good.
Right. We're almost out of time here, but I have to ask, they always do a nice job, I think, with some of the headlining hip-hop acts, some of the big acts like obviously Kanye this year, Wiz Khalifa's playing. Are there some lesser knowns in that arena that we should be keeping our eyes peeled for this weekend?
In the hip-hop vein? That's a good question. I'm just looking at the schedule now. I mean,
no one jumps out at you that you've been thinking about that.
Not immediately. I really think sort of the dance music stuff is what's going to surprise people with how popular and just how good it is this year. And also, just if I could really quickly, some of the stuff that they have planned going on for the grounds and some of the stage setting, they really sort of upped their game this year. I think people are going to be surprised and just sort of some act, like literally mind-blowing stuff that people will be excited for.
It is incredible. I mean, every year when we go out to Coachella, we go, how are they going to top it? And it's unbelievable that they're able to put together the lineup that they put together. I mean, I almost feel like every band in the world clears their schedule for this weekend in April because they want to be there.
Yeah, no, it's such a huge event. And the good thing is the promoters and the people who put it on really do take it seriously. They actually, some of them came to our office and gave us a preview of some of the stuff that's going on. And one of the guys had this line where he said, you know, if people don't see Jesus at some point during the weekend, then we'll have failed. So that's
wow.
That's what they're shooting for. So get ready.
You can get all of the updates from Spin Magazine on your Twitter feed this weekend from Coachella at Spin Magazine or at Spin Festivals. And, of course, you should be buying the magazine every month on the newsstands because it's always great. David, thank you so much for joining us on the Kevin DeMint Show. Have a great weekend, man.
You too, guys. Thank you.
See ya.
And when do the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
All right, Hoff, you got to quit calling us for the details. Just use the internet or something. Look it up, all right? It's the Kevin and Bean Show here. It's Friday. Movie Beat coming up next hour. Why does Kevin hate just around the corner? First, though, in for Ralph Garman, it's us with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on in the world? Oh, entertainment.
This Charlie Sheen just keeps getting more annoying and more annoying. He has been saying on stage that he's 85% sure he's returning to 2.5 Men.
Now, this is so interesting because Charlie Sheen at one point, before he started the live show, was talking about how he'd never go back there. He'd rather die, right? And then he started doing the show and he's like, I'd think about it. Well, first he said, I'll think about it if they pay me $3 million an episode. Then he started getting on stage and going, yeah, I guess I'd think about it. And then he started saying, well, I'd be interested in going back. And then every single show he does, he sounds more and more desperate to get back together with the 2.5 Men guy. And now he's telling people that it's practically a certainty it's going to happen, right?
85% sure.
Right.
But Warner Brothers wanted to stamp that out, so their lawyers sent out a letter. And the letter reads this. There have been no discussions. There are no discussions. And there will be no discussions.
Wow.
Regarding his returning to or having any involvement in the series.
They are so done with him.
They are so done with him. It really is true. Anyone can be replaced if you cause enough, you know, trouble for the company. And
yeah,
he's just
true.
Caused too much. I mean, I believe CBS would have him back. But I don't think Warner Brothers, the company that makes the show, whatever.
It's over.
It is over.
It is over, right. Yeah. And I love the way that they're smacking him down. I mean, they're basically coming out with this statement and saying, don't believe anything Charlie Sheen says because he's lying to you.
Well, he says 85%. It's justified. They should, you know, come out and tell their side of it so people know what's going on.
Exactly, yeah. That's crazy. By the way, Kevin, looks like you're going to... I mean, you've already lost the bet on how many live shows he's going to do.
Oh, I know.
But,
yeah.
I mean, he's back on stage again tonight. It looks like I'm going to win. It looks like he's going to do all 20 of them and pocket the $7 million. Who would have thought that at the beginning?
Not me. I'm the one that bet two.
Let's interrupt Showbiz Beat this hour and talk to our man Jason. He is on line 7 calling us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's see if we can figure out why Jason is calling us. What's going on, dude?
Hey, I'm calling because David Hasselhoff made me do it.
David Hasselhoff made you do it? David Hasselhoff is the reason you're going to see Coachella live all weekend long, my friend.
Yes. Oh, what a great morning.
Sounds like you peed yourself a little bit there.
What do you have planned for today? Are you supposed to work or go to school?
No, actually, day off. Just
day
woke
off.
Up.
Sweet.
Woke up and listened to you, so life is perfect.
Wow. Life is perfect. So you're going to hit the road and head on out and see your Arcade Fire and your Kings of Leon and your Kanye and your Mumford and your Jimmy and your Cage the Elephant and everything all weekend long. You have won tickets. We're almost out. Jason, I'm glad you got in on it, man.
Oh, me too. That's so awesome.
Hey, Jason, I have one more question for you, and that is you have a day off permanently, right? I mean, that's...
You haven't had a job since 2006,
I mean, like
right,
Monday,
Jason?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and next week, day off.
Off for the rest of the year.
That's what I thought. Okay.
See, those are the unemployed Kevin and Bean listeners. You can reach advertisers if you spend money on our show. All right, hang on. We'll give you all the details from Chip. Congratulations. We've got another chance for you. Next hour, we'll give you another phrase that pays Hoff coming up right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Got two interesting Taylor Swift stories for you. You know I love her so much. And she's only 20, by the way. Look at all she has done. She has sold over 20 million albums, Kevin, already.
Yeah.
She's already won the Album of the Year at the Grammys. And by all accounts, she's just the nicest, sweetest person in the world. Story number one, she just bought her mom and dad a new house in Nashville. 3 bedrooms, 5,000 square feet, a massive outdoor fireplace. Apparently, it's incredible. $1.4 million she put down for a house for mom and dad.
Cool.
The other story is she is advertising for people to work on her current tour. She's looking for backup dancers and other positions being filled.
Yeah.
Apparently she has
I'll work on her tour.
Apparently she has very strict rules for people who work for her, who are called Swifties, by the way, that you cannot use drugs or alcohol if you're on
what?
The Taylor Swift tour. When you apply,
wait, when you're touring.
Yes. When you apply, you are told no drugs, no alcohol, and there will be random tests for both on the road.
I'm out. That's crazy.
Taylor Swift gets no more of your business.
Wow.
I don't know what the story is there. I mean, I understand the drug thing. I mean, she doesn't want to be involved in something like that, but if she's got adults that are working on tour and they want to, you know, kick back with a beer after the show. I don't know what the harm is there, but that's apparently her policy. So if you want to work for Taylor, you got to keep that in mind.
I don't want to work for Taylor, apparently.
You just decided.
You just knew it was a matter of time for this. Movie fans are flocking to theaters in Hong Kong to see the world's first 3D porno.
Well, now that might be worth checking out.
They're making porn in 3D.
Okay.
It's called Sex and Zen Extreme Ecstasy. It opened to packed theaters across Hong Kong yesterday. They were selling out screenings. And it, depending on who's in the porn, I think that makes the difference if you want to see the 3D. Hedgehog, no thanks.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's no question that that's going to be a huge market share. I mean, at some point. I mean, as 3D, you know, DVDs become more and more popular and
you know,
more and more people get the TVs.
You know what's funny is that in most ways, porn is first, but they weren't first on the 3D thing.
Yeah, you're right.
It's kind of weird. That?
All right, why does Kevin hate coming up next on the Kevin Amin Show? And we'll give you another phrase that pays off so you too can join him at Coachella. Celebrity
you
birthdays
You too
today.
Is going to be at Coachella?
No, you also can join Kevin at Coachella this weekend. Couple of Emmas celebrating their birthdays today. Actress Emma Thompson is 52. Actress Emma Watson, 21. Both from the Harry Potter movies. Samantha Fox, you remember her? The Touch Me, I Want to Touch Your Body. Remember her, the hot chick with the big boobs from the 80s?
No, but you just creeped me out by saying that.
She's out and still touring, by the way, and still looking and sounding pretty good at 44 years old. Our friend Ed O'Brien from Radiohead turns 42 today. And Seth Rogen, who's one of the best, one of my favorite guys ever, and a tremendous actor, very, very funny dude, celebrating his 29th birthday today. And that is the Showbiz Beat. Kevin, did you and Dave bring the beer bong back to the house that you're broadcasting from near Coachella? What's going on with you today?
I still sound drunk.
You sound very dry.
It's really, first of all, that's a permanent thing. And second of all, it's really cold.
Oh, is that what it is? You guys are shivering doing the show? Well, the good news is it'll be 90 before you know it. That's the beauty of the desert. So, hey, if you want to join Kevin and Dave, the King of Mexico, and everybody else out at the Coachella Festival this weekend, we do have a couple of more ways for you to do it. Obviously, we're running out of tickets. You know, at the end of our show, we're done giving away tickets, obviously. We got another easy way for you to win in this hour. It's time for you to listen up to see how to win.
The Coachella phrase that pays Hoff is...
The Hoff loves to rock.
Ooh. Good one.
Aw, yeah.
Ooh.
Hoff loves to rock. Let's hear it one more time.
The Coachella phrase that pays Hoff is...
The Hoff loves to rock.
All right, that's all you need to know. When you hear that again sometime this hour, sometime in the next 52 minutes, just be caller 20 at 1-800-520-1067, and you are going to Coachella. I'm very excited about this because, as you know, Kevin hates everything in the world. He hates.
I mean, everything.
Everything from the Beatles to puppies. I don't understand how Kevin survives in a world where he is just outraged by everything. Kevin hates every movie that came out before 2006. Kevin hates Al Roker, the weatherman.
Oh,
I mean, we can't.
On Al Roker.
You can't even figure out how random the hate is, and that's why we created this feature called Why Does Kevin Hate?
Why does Kevin hate old people? Why does Kevin hate baseball? Why does Kevin hate? Why does he hate the Beatles, Al Roker, and wine drinkers? Why does Kevin hate anything made before 1985? That is so dumb. What will Kevin hate today?
So we have an intern who works on the Kevin Amin Show on Thursdays who came in yesterday and said, hey, I'm running out for some food. Do you guys want anything? Very nice of him, right?
Sure.
And I guess he was going to the Subway sandwich shop, who's a fine sponsor and who we love very much.
They're the best.
Eat fresh.
Eat fresh. So Kevin started saying something that just blew my mind. Kevin,
I don't think it's that odd, by the way.
It is that odd. Producer Alex, I'm eager to hear what you have to say about this, because Kevin said yesterday, as much as he loves the Subway food, he hates all the questions that the sandwich artist asked him about making the food.
Too many questions. My head hurt.
Come on.
To which I say, the guy's not asking any of those questions for himself. He's not asking any of those questions to be annoying. He's asking those questions because he's trying to give you, the customer, exactly what it is you want.
Right. I don't want to be interrogated for 15 minutes over an effing sandwich.
Then don't go there.
there.
Can't I just say a number two?
No.
And then the guy goes, hey, do you want this to be complicated or easy? And then I'll say complicated because I have a lot of needs. So then they can go through their entire list of, do you want the bread toasted? Do you want wheat? Do you want avocado? How about onions? Should I put oil on it? Hey, dude, just make me a sandwich. I'm going to go someplace else and eat while I'm waiting.
Why does Kevin hate?
I'm not the old. I can't be the only one that bugs.
I think a sandwich is stressing you out. So maybe you should just go to McDonald's. You should go somewhere where you can't custom order. The whole joy of Subway, and I love Subway so much.
I love Subway too.
Yes, is that you get to go and you can pick. You can have onion. You can have pepper. You can have nothing. And you can, Kevin, if you want everything, you just say to them everything.
Right.
And then you walk away.
And you
from
know
the
what
window,
happens? Do you know what happens when you say everything? They go oil.
Well, the truth is, everything,
go, oil.
Everything doesn't work because they do have six different kinds of bread and four different kinds of cheese.
There are
other
what
options.
What kind of cheese? I don't know. I just want cheese. American? Provolone?
Well,
no, just put cheese on it.
Look, you get a choice because there's a problem. And
I just want normal, whatever normal is.
Why does Kevin hate?
Don't you besmirch my sandwich artists. They're just doing their job.
I understand that. And I'm sure that they're told to do this, but I don't need to make 400 decisions from the time I walk into a restaurant to the time I get my food.
It's not that hard. It's an SAT vocab quiz.
Why don't you just say, hey, make it however you like it and be done with it at that then?
Because that wouldn't work. They would,
why not? They could do that, right?
They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't say, because they'd say, look, I'm sure they do this for a reason. I'm sure there are people who come in there that are high maintenance.
It's not high maintenance to have a preference for a kind of cheese you like. Look, why wouldn't they ask me what kind of cheese I like? Because maybe I have a real preference for American over Pepper Jack over Swiss. Why not get the sandwich the way I like to eat it?
That's fine, but why do I have to be interrogated because you like to have a certain kind of cheese? Just make me a sandwich.
Why does Kevin hate?
I don't care what's on it. Just I'm very easy to please. Just hand me something that looks like a sandwich, and I'll put it in my mouth. That's all. That's the whole process.
Wow. All righty then.
So do you,
footlong.
So do you,
where's the footlong joke? Come on. Yeah.
So do you get all pissy with the sandwich artist behind the counter as they start to get into the third hour of questioning? Do you just get like snappy with them?
Dude, I'm going to do a McDonald's run while you're making my sandwich. Just do whatever you want. I can't answer any more questions.
Why don't you help the guy out and when you get to the counter go, wheat, everything, no oil, boom, walk away.
Doesn't
give him
work.
Everything up front. What special ed subway are you going to where you give him information and
working? I would say that and then they would go, salt. sure, pepper. I don't know. Does pepper, is it normal for pepper? I don't know. I don't know these answers.
Now you know why it takes so long.
No, I don't know.
You know what? No. I wonder why the Subway orders do take longer. And it's clearly
is
because,
it me?
Yeah, because you're not giving our poor intern instructions. And then the intern doesn't want to screw up your sandwich. So then he and the artist are probably having this long discourse about cheddar or mozzarella.
But I'm saying I don't care. I'm easy to please. Just bring me anything and I will eat it. So why do I need to answer so many questions?
Why does Kevin hate?
I have to get a good night's sleep the night before I go into a Subway because I know I'm going to need to be sharp. And who's less sharp than me?
You need to, honestly, I want you to spend 5 minutes to type out something that you can then laminate and keep in your wallet.
Oh, that's a great idea.
All of the Subway questions that could possibly be asked.
That's a great idea.
You walk up to the counter, you hand them your laminated card, pretend that you're mute so they won't ask you any questions because they don't think you can talk.
That's
and
great.
Then boom, then you're done.
That's great.
All right. So finally, we solved this one. We can't do anything about the Beatles, but at least now we've made it easy for Kevin to go to Subway. Nice job.
Why does Kevin hate?
You are listening to the world famous K-Rock. It is 23 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Hey. Oh, sorry. What is Record Store Day and what's happening on Record Store Day tomorrow? We've got one of the co-founders of this unofficial holiday joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show in about 10 minutes. Ralph Garman is on vacation this week. As you know, it's rare that we get a chance to upgrade on this show, but how about a guy who's actually seen the movies? Mr. Movie Phone himself, our friend Russ Leatherman, joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. MoviePhone.com. And, of course, you can get reviews delivered to your cell phone every Thursday before the film's open at 6secondreviews.com. Hey, Russ, how are you, man?
Hey, how about if we just call this Movie Day?
Movie day it is.
Day. It's movie day.
But you have to say it like that.
There must be times where you love your job because you get to see so many great movies ahead of everybody. And then there must be times of the year where it's got to feel like work.
Yeah, no, no doubt about that. And as you guys know, box office has been down about 20%, and so maybe this week's two big releases will kind of stimulate that a little bit. But you know, the movies haven't been good, frankly, and people aren't going to see as many movies as they were. So that's kind of what's going on. Let's start with the big animated movie, which I'm sure you've seen the commercials for. Everybody has. It's a movie called Rio. Now, do you guys be interested in this movie at all?
I'm not at all, but then I have no kids. I can understand the appeal of this maybe for families, though.
But Bean, it's about parrots.
I never Wait. Thought I'd hear that sentence said.
Wait, was that supposed to turn him?
Well, isn't he? Like, he's an animal lover.
Sure.
Right? And so this is basically the story of two parrots, the last two blue macaws on the planet, who have to hook up to save the species. It's an animated movie about bird love.
All right.
Come on.
I didn't realize there was animal sex involved.
Yeah,
tell me more.
Of course.
Now I'm in.
Yeah, you've got a good voice cast. You've got Jesse Eisenberg, Anne Hathaway, Will I Am, Jamie Foxx, Tracy Morgan, George Lopez. Here's the deal with the movie. It is it's great looking. It's fun. It's very bright. I like the voice cast. I actually liked the 3D, and we've talked about this in the past, where not a big fan if it's not used right. I also loved the little short before the movie. Do you remember Scrat from Ice Age, a little prehistoric squirrel that sort of chased his nut?
Sure.
Yeah, well, there's a little short before the movie that I thought was pretty awesome. So, all in all, pretty well done. I like the movie. I think the kids are going to enjoy it. Parents are going to enjoy it. And it's about birds, and I love me some birds. So I'm in.
All right. I think we have a clip from Rio, don't we, Beer Mug?
Yes, we do.
Let's go.
Are you ready?
Rio.
For what? Oh, wow. Okay. Confidence. Crazy love hawk.
All right. Whoa. Hey, what are you doing?
What you wanted me to? But just for argument's sake, what are you doing?
I'm trying to escape.
Yeah, escape. That's where I was going with that thing I just did.
Wait. Did you actually think we were going to kiss?
No.
We just met. Oh, my.
I think they need a little help. I mean, I know how my feathers look, but I'm not that kind of bird.
Russ, does it take you out of the movie at all to hear Jesse Eisenberg and sounding exactly like he sounded in The Social Network?
Yeah, it actually did. And I have so much bird love, it was hard for me to just sort of put that aside. Do you mind if I tell you a quick parrot story?
I'm uncomfortable with you proclaiming your bird love so often.
Okay, well, here's a quick parrot story. I have parrots, and I used to own parrots, right? And I had this parrot, this macaw parrot.
Nice talking to you.
I came out one day, and the parrot had laid eggs. Right? And there were eggs in the cage. And so I called my vet and I said, what's the deal? I just pet it and everything else. Apparently, I had stimulated its cloaca.
Okay. Should we be hitting the delay button here? I don't even know what the conversation is.
That's a fascinating bird story.
Is that okay?
No. The bird laid so many eggs, it killed itself.
Oh, right.
That is a sad parrot story. Come
wow.
To think of it.
You should have left off the ending. It was a good. It was a pretty decent story before death.
I should have thought that through.
Here we are talking about the kids and what a good time they'll have at an animated movie this weekend, and you have to kill it for them. Nice job.
So many eggs, it killed itself.
Let me tell you about my dead bird.
but I like the movie. Rio is definitely worth checking out. We're in.
All right.
Okay,
now,
what's next?
Now, moving on. The killer in the Freaky White Mask, back in Scream 4. Now, you guys remember Scream 1, 2, and 3? Fans of the franchise at all? Anyone?
Absolutely. I thought the first one really did kind of reinvigorate horror movies. And, of course, the great Wes Craven was behind it. A great script from Kevin Williamson, who went on to do a lot of other good things. I think the franchise kind of ran out of steam. And I'm glad that they let it lay fallow for a few years. Because now I think if this one's well done, I think we're kind of ready to see it again.
That's so funny. You are absolutely on the money. In this movie, Sydney returns home. She's promoting her autobiography about all the bad junk that happened. She realizes she's not the only one back in town. Ghostface has returned, and of course the body count is starting to rise. Now starring our Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, David Arquette, they're all back, joining our Emma Roberts and Hayden Panettiere. And you are exactly on the money, right? Like you ask yourself, is Scream 4 just a big studio money grab and actors collecting paychecks? Of course it is. But that's besides the point. Because
But is it good?
Well, you know what? Going away for a decade, like Bean said, and coming back as a pseudo self-parody, I think is a good strategy. It's clever. It's a bloody fun flashback. I never thought that the first movies were particularly scary. They were just more campy and more creepy and lots of jumps and starts. And it was fun to see these guys come back and make some fun of themselves. I thought the movie was going to be a turd. Come to find out, not bad at all. I had a lot of fun. So I'm in for Scream 4.
But then you're the guy that killed the bird, so...
The bird killed itself. It was suicide by egg laying. Okay?
Let's hear a clip from Scream 4 opening everywhere this weekend.
So two of you got phone calls?
Yeah, us too. What's your favorite scary movie?
It was the killer's voice. From Stab? Or, I mean, you know, from your life. I'm Kirby, by the way. I'm their friend.
And the killer didn't call you?
No. Is that a bad thing? Does that mean that I'm not going to live as long as these two?
No, maybe. Of course not. Just be careful.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that? I'm going to be next.
Dude. Now, I asked you the question about being taken out of the movie on the Jesse Eisenberg Rio. How about knowing that David Arquette and Courtney Cox essentially were breaking up while filming this movie together and their marriage was disintegrating? Do you think about that at all?
Yeah, it actually made it kind of fun because they make reference to it in the movie. And I was wondering while I was watching it, is this going on? Do they know what they're doing here? And apparently they did, and it was fun. And Hayden Panettiere, by the way, looking... you know what's weird about it? Looking like she's doing some lady loving.
Okay, all right.
Now, she's got a short haircut. She looks like maybe she's heading a different direction.
But now we're talking.
now we're talking about.
Now it's an all new movie.
All right, now, Pete, I just want to direct this at you very quickly because I know people are going to care as much about this as they did my parrot story. There's a movie in theaters called The Conspirator.
Right before you came on, Russ, I said to Beer Mug, oh, my God, I hope he talks about The Conspirator because this is the only movie I'm excited about this weekend.
Okay, so, friends, it's about the lone woman arrested and charged in the assassination of President Lincoln and the lawyer who risked everything to uncover the truth.
Finally.
Now, Kevin,
why so soon?
Before you check out, Kevin, before you check out, and our listeners too, directed by Robert Redford, who's a great director. James McAvoy is in this. Robin Wright is in this. Tom Wilkinson, Evan Rachel Wood, Kevin Klein. I mean, an all-star cast for a small movie.
It has got a great cast. And here's what I'm going to give you. It was more interesting than I thought it was going to be, right? Because you've got a good cast. Who knew that there was a woman involved in the assassination of Lincoln? I didn't. So I thought that the subject matter was reasonably interesting, and I thought it was pretty well executed, a little slow here and there, kind of like Hannah, right, where you're checking in, you're checking out, but all in all, not bad, Bean. It seems like that's the movie for you this weekend.
All right, I appreciate it. So those are your big choices, Rio, The Conspirator, and Scream 4. Russ Leatherman is Mr. Movie Phone. Please check him out at moviephone.com. Also, 6-second reviews to get your reviews delivered to your cell phone every Thursday before the film's open. We'll talk to you next time. Ralph's on vacation. Russ, thanks a lot, dude.
It was great. Thanks, you guys.
Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show, the international man of mystery, Kevin and Bean listener, Doto, joins us next hour for his first in-studio appearance in 4 years, if you can believe it. Lisa, I know you're visibly excited by that.
Yes, I'm overwhelmed.
Also, more chances for you to win tickets to join the crew at Coachella this weekend. It just so happens again this year that Coachella coincides with an actual holiday, at least in my mind, Record Store Day. Is tomorrow all over these great United States of ours. And Eric Levin joins us on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. He's one of the co-founders of Record Store Day. Eric, how are you, man? Thanks for being on with us.
Thank you. Nice to be talking to you.
It just gets bigger and bigger every year. However, having said that, most people listening have probably no idea that Record Store Day even exists. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, wow. there's a lot to cover for people that haven't heard of it. Open up a blog, get online.
But the truth is, Eric, as you know, that most of our listeners are not even going to record stores. Guys like you and me, it seems like there are fewer of us every year, and we're doing the best we can to keep independent record stores open. And you guys came up with this idea to kind of spotlight how essential they are to keep those places open and why they're in many ways a better experience for music fans than just digitally downloading music.
And that's exactly why we started the day. You know, there were so many stores that were awesome. If I may, my own store in Atlanta, Georgia, Criminal Records, I would hopefully want to be on that list. But, you know, well, Tower Records and Circuit City were closing down. At the same time, you know, L.A. got that amazing Amoeba.
Uh-huh.
And for me, that was the story, and that was the story that needed to be told. That, you know, that sure, iTunes was sexy, and, you know, other places were going out of business, but the core good indie record stores, and there's a bunch of us, everything's cool. And the point of our party was, you're missing a party.
Right, right. So when you did the first Record Store Day back in 2008, it started out at Rasputin Music, I guess, in San Francisco, is kind of ground zero for it. Is that right? Metallica kicked it off. That was the official first event for Record Store Day?
You know, that absolutely. That was the first big get. You know, you Metallica sign on board, you're pretty official.
Sure. But
that was also a simultaneous Record Store Day at all these other stores. You know, I at that moment, I had Janelle Monáe doing her third in-store at my own store. You know, the first year, we had about 8 months lead. It was just a bunch of record store goofballs sitting around a table, and we said, "Hey, let's have Record Store Day." 8 months later, we did, and you know, it was, well, I wasn't able to be there to say hi to Metallica at Rasputin's, but I threw a good party here.
Let me tell you, let me tell Kevin Amin listeners who like some of these bands that I'm about to mention that one of the things that's awesome is that they have really stepped up to offer exclusive things, things that have never been out before, things that have never been on vinyl before, releases, bonus tracks, cover versions, so many collectibles, oftentimes in limited releases. It's just some of the artists involved this year. Jimmy Eat World, Kings of Leon, Lady Gaga, Bruce Springsteen, Sonic Youth, Radiohead, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Death Cab for Cutie, Rise Against, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Foo Fighters. I mean, it's crazy how many of these people, and many of those are on major labels, Eric, that still want to support independent record stores by creating something special just for the fans for that day.
Absolutely. It's a testament, not only to the label industry, but to the bands and the artists. If a listener goes to recordstoreday.com, we have hundreds of quotes from everybody from Paul McCartney to Tom Waits talking about, you know, the importance of brick-and-mortar retail. These special items are just one of the neat things.
Right.
You know,
If I celebrate Record Store Day, am I going to have enough energy for 8-Track Day next weekend?
Well, you know, the weekend after is Free Comic Book Day, which is okay. What we based Record Store Day on. So, well, we can fit 8-Tracks in between.
All right.
Now, if you happen to be lucky enough to be in Nashville, Jack White's Third Man Records has the great Jerry Lee Lewis coming out and performing. Fingerprints down in Long Beach, California has the Foo Fighters performing. I mean, there are places, all over the country with Regina Spektor's in New York. Henry Rollins, I think, is at the Amoeba store in Hollywood.
Yep.
There are people all over the country who are showing up to do special things. And do you find that Record Store Day, with the publicity that it gets, does it bring maybe people kind of back to the fold of getting into the habit again of walking the aisles and just browsing and shopping the way they used to?
You know, there is what the industry calls a halo effect. The week before and the weeks after are actually really good for indie retail. A lot of people can't make it out on Saturday, so they fill their shopping cart during the week. But really, it's a reminder, and forgive me if I get a little hoity-toity here, it's a reminder for us to shop local. That's the whole point. You know, Amazon is cool every now and again, so is iTunes, but those companies don't put taxes into your cities. You know, they don't, iTunes isn't going to sponsor your Little League team. So that's the important message, you know, like you don't have to buy everything locally, but buy some things locally because your city needs the tax revenue.
Good enough. If you want more information about Record Store Day, we put up a post at kevinamin.com this morning where you can see a lot of information and even more at the official website itself, which is recordstoreday.com. Have a great time tomorrow, and thank you so much for joining us. We'll do it again next year, Eric.
Please. Thank you.
Oh, bye-bye, sir.
Bye.
Hey, go to krock.com for your chance to win tickets to the Social Distortion Machine Gun Blues red carpet short film premiere and live show. That's coming up at the Music Box Thursday, April 21st. Again, all the details, your chance to win at krock.com. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous KROQ at 8:56.
I think if you haven't heard of Record Store Day, you should open a blog.
Yeah, Eric did not exactly do his cause any favors. It's a great day, but maybe Eric didn't bring the necessary enthusiasm.
You were a much better spokesperson for it than he was.
Who's this dick you have talking about Record Store Day, Charlie writes in. Dean, tell us about Record Store Day and what it is. Dick Guest. Who doesn't know what Record Store Day is? Go online, read a blog. No, Dick Guest, that's your job. That's why we invited you on the radio. Answer the question. Hi, Lisa, Charlie.
Yeah,
we're sorry about that, dear
God,
folks.
I hated that guy.
The International Man of Mystery, Doto, joins us in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and we have more chances for you to win the final pairs of tickets for the Coachella Music Festival this weekend. First, Alex filling in for Ralph Garman. Time for the show biz beat. What's going on?
Good morning. The Foo Fighters are finally going to have their number one album, which I cannot believe that they haven't had one before now.
That is shocking that none of the other albums have been number one. That's crazy.
They've released six studio albums, one live set, and a greatest hits package. But the band's latest effort, Wasting Light, is set to debut as number one next week on the Billboard 200 albums chart. It could sell as many as 200,000 copies by Sunday. So they will have the definite figures on Wednesday. But I can't believe in America, the Foo Fighters have not been number one before
now. This is not the America I want to live in.
We are living in a Black Eyed Peas world. I mean, the truth is, we look at Foo Fighters and they're gods. They're A++++, yet for a lot of people out there, they're just kind of a side note, which is, you know, it's tragic.
The Hoff loves to rock.
Thank you, Hoff.
He does, and he's going to rock to Foo Fighters. I know that's going to happen. Do you like our friends Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you like video games?
Yes.
Pizza and Red Bull?
Yes.
Well, I know where you're going to be this Saturday.
All of the above.
You're going to be at the John Lovitz Comedy Club. They're doing a Modern Warfare Call of Muse tournament, basically based off Call of Duty. It's a $20 admission, $28 presale includes pizza and Red Bull, people.
Ooh, nice.
Get on it. It's from noon to 6. Prizes for everybody, giveaways, raffle, and a live podcast. Get all your information, get your tickets at johnlovitzcomedyclub.com.
And that's the same location for tomorrow night, where Ralph Garman is going to be doing his very popular podcast at 10 o'clock with special guest this weekend, Bill Burr, who just slayed us at the April Foolish Dit. So if you're missing Ralph this week on the show, why not go see Ralph along with Bill Burr? You can get those tickets at BabbleOnRalph.com for tomorrow night at 10. Same place, John Lovitz.
Basically, just go there for the Call of Muse video game tournament and then just stay at night
just stay
for Ralph and Bill. Just, you know, camp out until John Lovitz kicks you out.
Love it.
Pauly D is shoring up a 3-album record deal with 50 Cent. There's so
what?
Many things. I know. There's so many things wrong with that sentence. First of all, that he's going to have 3 albums coming out. And second of all, that 50 Cent wants to sign him.
No!
What does 50 have any interest in that? Well, I don't understand.
Well, look, Fitty, as I like to call
Fitty,
him.
Fitty, sure.
Fitty has taken a break, and he's just drinking a lot of vitamin water.
Right.
So he needs somebody to record for him. But the two met in New York City last week, where they discussed the 3-album deal, as well as Pauly D merchandise, including Pauly D branded headphones. And according to sources to TMZ,
are they greasy?
Yeah, they're greasy. Fitty wants to hammer out the deal before Pauly leaves for Italy to go to Jersey Shore season 4 to tape that. So he wants to lock it down before he leaves the country
because he's afraid the Italians will kill him.
Yeah, or people might be over him. Who knows?
Let me ask this question, and again, I'm ignorant because I refuse to watch the Jersey Shore, but is Pauly D a famous DJ because he's on TV, or is he actually good? Does he actually have skills behind the turntables?
He's okay.
I'm going to say both. You know,
really? He's okay?
He's
actually,
okay.
Yeah. He actually did gigs, you know, before he was on the show, so he legitimately was sort of a DJ around the Jersey Shore. And I think he's smart enough to still use that moniker and sort of have another career outside the TV show, realizing he can't do this forever. He can't
But I will say this: he's not good enough that without the show, he would not be popular.
Yeah,
that must kill a guy like DJ Omar Khan, who just toils in obscurity behind the scenes at the Kevin and Bean Show year after year, and he's out there working hard, doing great DJ work. To see somebody like Pauly D get picked to work with 50, come on,
DJ Omar Khan.
Ooh, maybe we can get Omar to open for Pauly D. That would be great.
Alex, let me interrupt your showbiz beat for a moment. Let's talk to Art. Apparently, Art knows that the Hoff loves to rock, and he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Art, what's going on, dude?
Art,
what's going on? Yeah.
Good morning, Art.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you calling? Record Store Day. Yeah, read a blog.
I just can't wait to be there this weekend.
All right.
Sounds like, all right, we're going to put you right back
on hold. Congratulations.
I hate winners like that. That guy right there. He has no idea what he won tickets to.
He won the second to the last pair of tickets for the Coachella.
Yes. He just won 3 full days of 200 acts of music. Free. I mean, it's like a $300 prize. You can't even buy it right now. And he's like, yeah, it's going to be good.
He's not
even
going to leave his house, is he?
No.
I hope he goes.
That's
or maybe I hope he doesn't. I don't know. I don't care.
We have one final pair, and it's going to be very difficult. We'll tell you how to win them coming up next.
Yeah. No, Art just wants to win tickets to score a chick. Guaranteed.
Maybe so.
He's not going to get that either.
Yeah. I need to borrow $9 million from you guys if you can have that to me by Monday.
Muggs has it there in his pocket.
That would be great. The 90210 Beach House is for sale. Yeah.
The From the original show?
Yes. It's where Donna Martin lost her virginity, Bean.
Yeah, that, I don't want that house.
It's a six-bedroom Cape Cod-style home in Hermosa Beach.
Can you imagine the fluids that have been on the floors and the walls and
times
the ceilings?
Times are tough. It used to be 12 mil. Now it's 9.
Wow.
So if you could just help me live out my dream and living on a TV set, that would be great.
Easy.
Happy birthday to Emma Thompson, Miss Hermione, Emma Watson, Seth Rogen, and Ed O'Brien from Radiohead. I am Alex. That is your showbiz.
The Coachella Valley Board of Tourism presents another in an ongoing series. How to Survive the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Chapter 14. Temperature. During the day, temperatures at Coachella can reach those similar to that of the surface of the sun. You'll be tempted to strip off all of your clothing, and even then, may consider finding a way to remove your skin. The very last thing you'll be thinking about is a jacket. However, once the sun goes down, evening temperatures can plummet to anywhere from freezing to the approximate temperature of liquid nitrogen. So bring a jacket or a sweatshirt, or your friends may find you later as a blue-lipped corpse in the parking lot. Enjoy the Coachella Valley Music and Art Festival, and as we say here at the Board of Tourism, try not to die.
Well, I think that's good advice. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on Coachella Friday. Kevin and Dave, the King of Mexico, are a few hundred feet from Coachella right now. And you guys were saying that exact same thing today. It was like 43 degrees or something when you went on the air,
it's
right?
It's really cold until the sun comes up. And then it's only supposed to be 82 today. So it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, this is way better than some years where it's been 110 when you get out to Coachella, which is no bueno for anybody.
I also wanted to mention that there is a webcast. If you're not going to be able to come out to see it, there is a webcast, and it's just go to YouTube and type in Coachella, and there's like three different channels, and they're doing it. They got bands all day starting at about 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's great news. Speaking of Coachella, we've been giving away tickets for the past few weeks here on the Kevin and Bean Show every hour today, and I think it's been relatively easy. You've just had to listen for David Hasselhoff to say something dumb to win your tickets. We now are up to the point in the show where we are going to announce the final pair of tickets for Coachella. After this, I mean, this is it. When we say this is it, we mean this is it, right?
This is it.
Because let's face it, you win now, you get in your car, you start driving, because Coachella is happening starting today. So, Kevin, you want to explain what it is we're doing this time around to give away the final pair of tickets?
Well, what we do occasionally is the hardest game in the world. And it doesn't sound very hard when you say you record a, you know, an artist's name or a song or something like that and then play it backwards. It doesn't sound very difficult, but it's really, really, really difficult. It's called the hardest game in the world, where this is for the 3-day passes. This is the final chance. So what we've done is we've made a montage of artist names that are reversed and played backwards. Now, I don't have the number of artists. How many do we have? We have
10 different acts that are all playing the Coachella Festival this weekend. So already there's two hints for you. You know there's 10 acts. You know that they're all on the bill this weekend for Coachella. All you have to do is listen to them backwards and then call us immediately when you figured it out at 1-800-520-1067 and tell us what they are forward. And we're going to play it for you a couple of times. And you can also go to KevinAndBean.com right now and listen to it as many times in a row as you need to. But here it is. These are the 10 artists playing Coachella. You'll hear them backwards. We want you to tell us who they are forward.
9 Snasnatter mum, squirts, see, halbin, floral, steep, hemis, snever, snowish, sniffelated, snake.
I am the devil.
Really?
It sounds like Inuit. It sounds like Eskimos talking.
That is not possible.
Sure, somebody's going to get that.
We have it online, like we say, so you can listen to it if you have the right software. Maybe you can figure that out, but it is the hardest game in the world montage, and it's for the very last.
How dare you suggest that somebody cheat and use software to play it backwards, Kevin, rather than just listening to it and picking out the sounds
with your
ear?
You should just listen to it and pick out the sounds with your ear.
All right, so 1-800-520-1067. If you have all 10 in order, you win the final tickets to Coachella, and you can listen to it as many times as you want at KevinBean.com. Speaking of KevinBean.com, while you're there, not only did we post the Record Store Day video that does not include our guest yet, Eric, but Kevin put up a video first thing today of the time that you had last night, the pre-Coachella Festival appearance. What did you do last night?
Well, we like to do on Thursday before the Coachella weekend, we like to go out and just tour Tent City and the stages and all the different places and kind of look at it, the calm before the storm. And I got to tell you, the people at Tent City, man, they rule. They're the best, and they're crazy. And you can watch the video at kevinandb.com. Let's play a little bit of the audio of that.
Look, all the past years we do this behind-the-scenes tour of Coachella, and somebody else drives, and I sit in the passenger seat, and that's bullshit. I need to be driving. That's what's happening this year.
You just soaked my foot in mud.
Well, that wasn't mud.
What's in the bottle?
Walmart wine. $8 for 5 liters.
You made this beer bong?
Yeah, I did. Do you want to see it in use?
I would like to see this in use on me.
I will glad. You want to use it?
Yes.
Hell yeah, you do.
Kevin here is gonna do a beer bong.
Beautiful. All right. Stop the tape right there. This beer bong, by the way, I've never seen anything like it. It looks like a USC team of 40 put this together over a semester. How did she build that thing?
It is for like a giant, giant person. I don't know. I don't understand why it needed to be so big, but my God, it was a work of art. It was beautiful.
So were you able to drink an entire case of beer basically at one time? Is that what happened there?
No, only four.
All right, let's continue with the video at kevinandb.com.
I'm going to need a pacifier and a glow stick and some E right now. This, strangely enough, is also my rule for my butthole.
Let's do some donuts. Seriously.
No, please don't.
That'd be awesome.
No!
Hey! That's
you
not funny.
Dick!
Get in!
That was sweet. Lighting was barely hanging onto the back. And he had his camera, and he was barely hanging on. And so I turned, made a hard left, and he just jettisoned. It was great. He just went flying.
Yeah, that's what you need is a golf cart full-time, so you could do that.
That's what I've been saying. I need a golf cart full-time.
What's the rule for your butthole? I didn't see the visual associated with that. What's that all about?
There was a sign that said, exit only, no entrance.
Awesome.
And then I was standing in the dance tent when I said I needed the pacifier, which is an unbelievable visual, crazy-looking tent this year. People are going to lose their minds when they see that. So that's I got to tell you, this is really a fun weekend. And we did the backstage thing, and the people at Tent City – We didn't even have time to put in most of the people at Tent City, but those people are all crazy.
Yeah.
And they're hippies, and they're crazy.
They show up to party, man. All right, you can see the video at kevinandbean.com. Let's play that montage one more time for you. When you've got it, 1-800-520-1067. When you can identify these 10 Coachella acts forwards, you're about to hear them backwards, you give us a call, win the final pair of tickets. Let's roll it one more time, Beer Mug.
I heard Chemical Brothers.
Okay. We've got listener Doto coming in next. I think he speaks that language, actually. I think he may be able to translate that. We'll talk to him right after this on the Kevin. Oh, this is so special. There's nothing but peace and love and happiness in our lives right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the international man of mystery, Doto, joins us in studio.
Hey, Kevin Bean, how's it going?
Can you get right up close to that microphone for me, Doe?
Yes, Kevin.
I'm Bean, but thank you very much. Good to see you, Doe. All right, we got to take care of some business before we catch up with Doe and find out what's going on with him. Beer Mug, if you would, play one more time for me the montage of 10 acts at Coachella this weekend. We're going to hear them backwards, and then we've got a listener on the line who's going to give them to us forward.
We got a winner!
Wait.
Yes, Kevin? We have a winner?
Oh, we could have had 20 winners by now. They started coming in fast and furious as soon as we broke last time. And Jeff was the first one through. I think, Jeff, I'm being told by screener Chip that you've got all 10 in order. You want to give them to me?
Absolutely.
Let's hear it.
All right. Arcade Fire. Kanye West. Neon Trees, Kings of Leon, Mumford & Sons, The Strokes, The Black Keys, Jimmy Eat World, She Wants Revenge, and Cage the Elephant.
Arcade. Now, not necessary, Mug. Thank you.
How did you do that?
Well, I had to run out to my truck to figure out what you guys were doing, and then I'm walking in after I heard it thinking, what can I do? And so jumped on my phone, went to the App Store, just punched in recorder with reverse playback.
Got How about mic, that?
Let it play from the computer, played it back, wrote it down, dialed the phone.
And when it's in reverse, it's perfectly clear.
Absolutely.
Nice.
It couldn't have been any easier. You actually just had to take dictation. And for that, my friend, you have won tickets to all 3 days of Coachella.
Oh, my God. This is so killer.
Including today. So get in your car right now.
Yes, go back out to the truck. And by the way, Chip said that, you know, immediately after she took your call, she got five or six others right behind you. I mean, that's about how long it took to people for people to figure out how to do it. But we knew that that was a possibility, but that's completely legitimate. And you have won the final tickets from the Kevin and Bean Show to go to Coachella.
Oh, my God. I am so stoked. Thank you so much.
Nicely
right
done,
there.
My friend.
I'm on my way.
Fantastic. Thanks, man. Have a great time. We appreciate you listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. All right, Doto, how have you been, my friend?
Good, Bean. You know what? I need a woman, Bean.
For a second, I don't know why, but I thought he was going to tell us something.
Last time we talked to you, Doto, you said that you had a woman.
You know what, Kevin? I was on a date on Wednesday night with a Chinese lady up in Monterey Park.
Okay.
We went out to dinner, then we talked about Steven Seagal.
Okay. Let me ask a couple of questions from that, Doe. Yes. And Doe is a Kevin and Bean listener and has been for how long? How long have we been talking to you on our show?
I guess I've known you since November of 2000, Bean, because at that time, like, I was doing the first bird noise, remember, at the studio.
I don't remember that, but that does take us back a long time. I mean, that's over 10 years you've been on the program.
Wait, you were doing a bird noise?
Yeah, because I remember when I first met you guys, when Caesar brought me into the studio, I was doing I was laughing like a hiatus.
Oh, yes, your crazy laugh.
That was in the other studio, remember? I forgot the name of it, Bean.
All right.
I don't remember that at all. But the point is, every time we talk to you, you have one of two things going on. One is, Kevin and Bean, I need a bab. And two is, hey, Kevin and Bean, I just went on a date. But I think we discovered recently that you've never been out with a woman more than once, right? Yeah. Like, you get a lot of first dates, but not too many second dates?
You know what? I've been on maybe the second or third or fourth date with the same lady, Bean.
Well, then, wow. Then you have a babe.
Yeah, but the problem is sometimes it doesn't work out, man.
Yeah.
Doto, let me ask you this. And I like you very much, and I'd like to consider that we're friends. Do you consider that we're friends, Doto?
Yes, Bean.
Okay, I have to ask you honestly, friend to friend, why do you think that talking about Steven Seagal is good first date material? Why would you ever bring Steven Seagal, who hasn't been popular for 15 years, why would you bring that up as a topic of conversation when you're trying to impress a lady?
Yeah, because sometimes it comes up on my mind, Bean, Kevin.
Yeah, all the time. It's in his wheelhouse, Bean, and it's the only thing in his wheelhouse.
And what I like is Knight, and we also talk about Knight Rider, the car kit, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. And did you sense that she was getting all sexually turned on by that conversation, or?
Well, to be honest with you,
that went?
She was a little bit aroused.
She was a little bit aroused. Yeah. Okay, what were the signs that she was aroused, though?
The lady kept looking at me, Kevin.
She kept looking at you.
Yeah.
Okay. So that
maybe she
was
trying to figure out which direction you were looking in.
Maybe. who knows, man? I can't read. I can't read inside her head.
That's
no,
true.
Of course not. Where did you meet this Chinese lady?
I met her at some social networking.
Oh, what site?
And can I give you my opinion on in terms of making the first or second moves on? May I give you my opinion?
Your opinion on the first or second move?
Yeah. Like, should a man make a first or second or third move on a lady?
Okay.
My first opinion, according to Dr. Drew, right, Kevin Bean? Like,
yes.
In terms of, should a guy make a first or second move on ladies? I think that depends on a case-by-case basis.
Correct.
If you were in L.A., if you were in Los Angeles, why not? Because people in L.A. are pretty liberal, Kevin Bean.
Okay.
Because in Orange County, you better make sure that you go on a second or third date, man, because it's a very conservative county. Because if you make a first move, you may get shot, man.
Can I just...
So I think it depends on a case by case. There's no one.
This is very educational
because I just got that from Dr. Ju.
Okay, but that's fine. But you understand, Doto, that you don't want to do anything that might get you shot.
No.
So
but
it a little slower.
Yeah, but in some counties you might want to take it a little bit.
In some counties,
like cities, you might want to take lay back on up. But in Hollywood and in L.A., you could be a little bit flexible, Kevin.
Then you just make the move right away.
Well,
yeah, you're saying that there are some places that are more liberal than others, more likely to fooling around on a first date. I understand.
Bean can read inside my head. Bean knows what I'm thinking.
I do
he
speak,
does,
though, yes. Now, we're almost out of time for right now, and I know you're going to be doing the final showbiz beat of the week, filling in for Ralph in a couple minutes.
I haven't done it for 4 years, Kevin Bean.
Fine. Don't worry. You're going to be great, though. But I just want to wrap up this conversation about the date. Okay, so you met her online.
No, Kevin asked. I met her at some social networking party, then we became friends on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, all right, nice. So you met her in person first. That's
is
great.
Is Facebook online?
We all know Facebook.
Yes, it is.
Bean, Kevin.
So how did the date end, I guess? You took her out to dinner? Is that what I understood?
Yeah.
And then what happened after the date?
Where did you take her?
We went to Monterey Park, and we went to some Chinese restaurant.
Chinese restaurant. Okay.
Did they have a buffet?
Yeah, there was no buffet.
Okay.
Oh, you must have been so disappointed. That must have been distracting for you, to have no buffet.
You know what, Bean? I need to cut down on my on the food I eat. Kevin.
You do, yeah.
Yeah,
but you love buffets. Okay, so you I love buffets.
I love buffets, but the thing is, I think buffet is good, but I think that it's good to eat in small proportion, Kevin.
Right. Right.
Right, of course. Okay, so you finish the meal, and then there's that awkward moment where you're wondering, hey, is there going to be anything else after the meal, or is the date over now? What happened after you guys finished up?
We went and we watched a movie.
What movie?
You know, I forgot the name of it, but the movie was in Chicago. Like, the guy was a sergeant, but he was playing...
Was this in a movie theater?
Yeah,
or
it was in a movie theater.
In a movie theater.
But okay. I forgot the name of it. Maybe you can help me out, Kevin Bean.
You took a woman to see a movie on Wednesday night, and you've already forgotten what the movie was?
Yeah, I really didn't pay attention too much, man.
Because you were trying to make your move. You were contemplating your move.
How do you know, Kevin?
I mean, I'm inside your head.
Yeah. Did you guys make out in the movie theater, or did you try the popcorn trick?
Maybe a little bit of both, Bean.
You don't know what the popcorn trick is, do you?
You know, to be honest,
it's okay.
No.
It's
That's
okay.
fine. All right. So, how did the date end? Did you take her home after the movie, or did she stay over, Doto?
You know, after the movies, we went home, and I told her that let's hang out maybe a few days from now. She says it's fine, Kevin Bean.
Okay, so you're playing it kind of cool. That's very
yeah,
well
yeah,
done.
Yeah, at least
very
I'm playing well cool. I'm not being too persistent, Kevin Bean.
Okay. No, I think that's good. Look, well, the point many, is, at this point, we're not just trying to get you laid, Doto. You're a guy, you know, who's got a lot to offer a woman. Yeah. We'd like to get you hooked up in some sort of a permanent relationship.
Yeah, that's what I want. But which website do you recommend, Match.com or eHarmony, Kevin Bean? Because which one would be more reliable?
Well, I mean, there's
Craigslist.
There's lots of ways for people to get together. You don't only have to meet people online. You can also meet people in person. You're a very personable young man.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I like to do a little bit of both.
I'd say okay. Craigslist, honestly. Go
yeah,
to Craigslist.
The problem, I did sign up for Match.com, and it's not looking good. So do I get my money's back, Kevin Bean?
Do you get your
I
money's back?
I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
Just joking, man.
All right, listen. We need to leave it there on Doe's romantic life, but I'm always fascinated with seeing how the boy lives. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Doe, you are prepared to do showbiz news for us on The Kevin Bean Show, right?
Yes, Bean.
Very excited.
All right, we'll do that right after this on The Kevin Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9:45.
You are listening to The Kevin Bean Show on a Friday. Ralph Garman returns with all that he does, including the showbiz beat on Monday's all-new Kevin Bean Show. In the meantime, we've been taking turns this whole week filling in. Lisa's done it. Alex has done it. Omar, Kevin, Bean. Everyone but Beer Mug, which, by the way, should really offend you, Beer Mug. I'm sorry about that. This hour, it's listener Doto, ladies and gentlemen, with the showbiz beat on The Kevin Bean Show for Friday to kind of take us off in a good mood for the weekend. Do, what's going on in Hollywood, my friend?
What's going on in Hollywood is Linkin Park are contributing to music to the upcoming Transform film. Mike Shinoda reveals his big block that sparked with director Michael Bay.
Okay, let me translate for people who don't speak Do. Mike Shinoda has mentioned that Linkin Park is going to be contributing a song again to the Transformers movie franchise, as they have done in the past.
Yeah, yes. And then Shinoda says a new slightly shorter version of the song will appear in the film, and that the film is filming a video for the track this week.
Okay. You remember the name of the song that he did in the last one?
I didn't remember, Kevin.
New Divide.
Unfortunately. And then, secondly, I'll be talking about is Marilyn Manson.
Doto is done with the Linkin Park story. He's moving on. There's no room for follow-up. Okay, go ahead.
I'll be talking about Marilyn Manson wants a part of the movie that could be soon be starring Lindsay Lohan. It's a film.
And who's this story?
Lindsay Lohan, Doto?
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan. It's a film about an infamous psycho, Charles Manson, which it comes up in my head every now and then, man. Mass murder of the world.
It that comes into your head every now and then?
No. I read about it sometimes.
Okay. So Marilyn Manson wants to play what part in that movie?
He wants to play connected with the movie, says Marilyn approached director.
Okay.
Tyler
but does Shields. He want to be Charles Manson? Does Marilyn Manson want to play Charles Manson? Is that what we're hearing here?
Yes.
All right.
You don't know, do you, Dale?
No. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And what's the actress's name?
Tex.
What?
The actress' name? I'm not sure. Kevin Bean.
Okay.
Tex was convicted of Manson murders, including the death of Sharon Tex.
Oh, Sharon Tate. Sharon Tate is who the Manson family killed.
Yeah, right.
I think we're going to move on from that story. I don't think we're going to get too much more out of that. You did graduate from college, right, Doto?
Yes, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm Bean. Okay, I'm worried that your reading is not up to maybe perhaps a graduate work yet. That's what I was concerned about.
I just haven't kept up there on this. I'm sorry, Bean.
Okay.
You haven't kept up on your reading. That's why it's so poor. You graduated from a state school?
Yeah.
Your tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
All right. What's next?
Go ahead.
Now I'll be talking about one child, one life to live, Kevin. It's
one
official.
Child?
Yeah, it's one.
You mean all my children?
All my child, one life to live.
All my child and one life to live, okay.
Yeah, it's official. The soap opera is officially dead, and All My Child has been in the air since 1970, and One Life to Live deducted in 1968.
Though you're losing energy here. Yeah, I feel like,
I'm not getting bummed out. It debuted. It wasn't deducted as much as it debuted in 1968. Now, you know that these are two different television shows. These are daytime soap operas that the ladies like to watch. These are their stories, and they've been on for decades, and they've been canceled. This is very big news for daytime TV fans.
Yes, Kevin.
I'm Bean. Still Bean.
Yes, Bean.
All right. Okay, and that's it. Is that the end of that story?
Yeah, finally, I'll be naming the three stars' birthday on April 17th.
The three stars' birthday?
No, the celebrity's birthday.
Can we do them today for April 15th instead? Would that be possible?
Yes, that's what I mean, Bean.
All right.
Okay.
Actress Arma Thompson's 52.
What's your
good
name?
Old Armor.
Good old Armor. No, Arma Thompson's 52.
Armor Thompson, okay.
And O'Brien, 43.
Who?
Ed O'Brien.
Ed O'Brien.
43.
Okay. Now, do you know what band he is with, Doto?
You know, I haven't kept updated, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm Bean. He's from Radiohead. Okay. He plays guitar at Radiohead.
Okay. And then D'Mar Hamilton.
Who?
D'Mar Hamilton of Plain White. Is 27 and actress,
Played by T's?
Yeah, and actress Arma Watson's 21.
Okay, what's her first name?
Emma Watson.
Emma, there you go. Emma Watson. You know who she is? She's Hermione from the Harry Potter movies. Have you seen the Harry Potter movies, Doto?
That was years ago, man.
Yeah.
Okay, but they.
It was also this year.
It was also this year, right. How do you not know who Emma Watson is if you go to the Harry Potter movies? She's been famous for 7 years.
Bean, you know, I haven't kept updated with a lot of stuff in entertainment, unfortunately.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised because you want to make it in the entertainment industry, yet you seem to have disdain for all things that are pop culture.
So, Bean, I definitely need to keep up, right?
Yes.
Well, I think. In general, for the kind of line of work you want to get into, you should pay more attention to pop culture. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would, Bean.
Okay.
Okay, so are you done? Was that the last part of your report?
Yeah, that was the birthdays, right?
Yes, sir.
I think job well done.
I think so, too. I think it was excellent. I'm sad now that Ralph is coming back.
I think Doto is making more sense today than me.
What do you mean, more sense, Bean?
That was me,
that's
Kevin.
That's Kevin.
I'm having trouble speaking today, though, that's all.
And that is the Doto Showbiz Beat.
Yes. Thanks to Vizio, by the way. The K-Rock Coachella house is powered by Vizio. I'm going to try and get through this without screwing it up.
Vizio?
Vizio is America's number one LCD HD TV company, an official HD TV sponsor of Coachella. Vizio, delivering entertainment freedom for all.
Why don't they hire you to do all live reads, Kevin? That's what I want to know.
I did have to slow it down like you do when you're drunk.
Exactly. Like you do when you're drunk, he said.
How dare you.
All right. Thank you, Doto, for coming in. We very much enjoyed keeping up with you. Thank you very much for being on the program today. Don't forget, Monday, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Comedian Kevin Nealon is going to be joining us. You can hit that music anytime you like. Also, our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. And now that Coachella is in our rearview mirror, on Monday, we'll have tickets for Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, and Anthrax. Big four tickets coming Monday on the show.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Yeah.
Pass it over to me.
Here we go, Dope.
Why are you bad, America?
Keep going, Dope.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, that's tight.
Sing it, Dope. Sing it.
Roll another.
Oh, that's outrageous.
Just like the other.
I don't even know what that means.
This is what seems to be about.
I was common knowledge to guys who taught.
I need another hand.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone, my friend.
He's talking about me, isn't he?
Roll over.
Roll over?
Over.
Be still my beating balls.
Just like the other one.
Just like the other one.
Are you gay?
This one seems to be about.
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
I need another set.
I said, where do you want to go for your anniversary? She said, I want to go somewhere I've never been before. I said, try the kitchen.
You're talking out of your ass. Dump.
Whoops.
Pass it those on. Balls are sensational.
Joint.
Time to release the Kraken.
Pass it out. Haul it down.
Nicely done, Doe. Good work.
Well, kids, I'll see you later.
Yay, it's over.
With all due respect, I can't listen to this anymore.
Thank you, rock and rollers. I just want to say how thrilled everybody is backstage with the way you've received our show.
Okay, this is it.
What's my cue? You know what? It doesn't matter. I don't know my lines.
Cut. I'm going to go home now and look at my vagina with a hand mirror.
By my watch, it's margarita o'clock.
Don't believe it's been slid in my-
K-Rock or kill a house. 106.7 KROQ FM and HD1. Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. Rock of the 80s, HD2.
Out of this house now!
The world famous K-Rock.